The Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oops. All right, everybody. All together now. Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
The Bodam. That's right, the best of Don and Mike right here on this Friday afternoon. Coming across the country to you via the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you.
I ain't going back till I'm fit.
And I tell you what, we've got a lot for you today. Don and Mike returning from vacation April 3rd, so even after today, we've got another week of great best of, but today you're really going to enjoy yourself. Aren't you enjoying yourself already? I thought so. Anyway, let's get on into the best of. And, we start right off with pretty much it's a Tony Danza phoner and kind of a grab bag, but it also features Buzz Burbank. So let's get right to it. It's the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It still sounds very
Tony Danza will be on the phone momentarily.
No. Very, very good.
That's right.
All right, look forward to that.
I'm going to give him the Carson quiz.
All right.
This is how I'm going to gauge, at least from my standpoint, how things will go with him.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him, first off, everybody feels bad about Johnny. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if, in fact, he comes through with more of this self-serving celebrity jumping on top of celebrity and naked pyramid to say, I knew Johnny the best and Johnny loved me the best,
right,
I'll shut him right down.
Okay.
But if he comes through with a heartfelt answer,
okay,
then we can ask him about his wonderful days on Who's the Boss.
And, Taxi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is tap dancing? He's a cabaret performer.
And didn't he like everybody? Get It On with Mary Lou Henner?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, everybody on that show?
Probably the first.
Even Danny DeVito.
And wouldn't, we're rapidly approaching, I think it's the Taxi quiz for this show. As far as have we not had Judd Hirsch on the show?
Yeah.
Have we not had Mary Lou Henner?
I hate Judd Hirsch. I just, the other day, who did I say that to? One of you guys in the office.
Said it like yesterday on the show.
Oh, yeah, it was about the show Numbers.
Yeah, and it's cool because they use, instead of an E, they use the number three.
Yeah. Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
But, really, then we'd need Jim Ignatowski.
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yes. Christopher Lloyd. And that'd be about it.
Well, he's not doing anything.
No, Danny DeVito would make it.
Well, Danny DeVito is a man, though. Yeah. I mean, Danny DeVito is a man in Hollywood. I mean, he's a man with a plan. Check his name out on all the movies when you don't think he has anything to do with them.
And who's the blonde
really?
That's currently appearing in Grease?
Oh, Jeff Conway.
Jeff Conway.
I would venture to say we could make that booking for tomorrow.
There was a guy on Taxi who was like Richie Cunningham's brother on Happy Days. There was a guy who was on the Taxi show.
Yeah. He looked like MJ Bullock.
Only the first year he was married to a skinny broad. They had a very tiny apartment where the bed came out of the wall. And then he was gone.
He vanished.
Yeah. He was gone.
They had a Murphy bed.
Thank you.
So if we get Jeff Conaway and Danny DeVito after Tony Danza today, that's
Christopher
it.
Lloyd.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, we're halfway there then.
Yeah.
After today, we're halfway there.
And I don't think we're going to get Latka.
So anyway, let's see.
You never know, though.
He could certainly win us over if he just, who's the boss? And that van, that opening scene with the van, always looked to me like a pedophile's van. Driving through an upscale Connecticut neighborhood.
Sure. And, for years on this show, that was the only impression that you did.
Angela. Thank you.
That's perfect. Are you going to do that for Danza?
Yeah.
Yeah, all good.
He passes the Carson quiz.
Right. Understood.
Because I loved it when he would vacuum the drapes.
Yes.
That was one of his crazy gags on
And, of course, the very, very vivacious Alyssa Milano, was a kid on that show, and then the heartthrob.
And you know who else has matured into quite a lovely lady since then is Catherine Helmand.
Oh, agreed. Who was also on Soap.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's TV history right here.
Okay, so anyway, listen, it's Tony Danza.
Yeah. And he's got his own show.
And if he passes the Carson quiz, he's
right.
Okay.
Cabaret star.
Okay, Mr. Danza on the phone. Okay, so remember.
Right.
We're going to go at this with the best of intentions.
Let's go for it.
Here is Tony Danza. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Newell in the same sentence.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, I heard another voice on the phone there.
That's John Keel. That's a guy from Disney.
Oh, okay. Hi. How are you, Tony?
Hey, Disney.
I'm great. Thank you.
Tony, thanks for joining us. First off, congratulations on everything.
Thanks.
Everybody wants to talk about Johnny Carson.
I know they do, yeah.
You have any thoughts about Johnny?
Well, I let me tell you, when I got to Hollywood, first of all, I saw him here in New York. I went to see him when I just got out of college. I think it was like 72. I went to see him here in New York when he was still here. And then when I got to Hollywood,
all right, the mics are in audition now.
To be on the Tonight Show, that was it. I mean, if you were on a Tonight Show, that was cool. Yeah. And the
so
thing
he passed?
Was that you, it wasn't about having the big show or having the big movie, the big record. It was about being a great guest. So they used to interview you. And so I went in, and I had an interview. And by the way, it took me 5 years to get the interview.
Wow.
I get the interview. And
he can't hear you, Buzz.
Play the story, and it's to Bob Dolce, who was the talent guy. In the middle of the story, he says to me, well, so what's the punchline? So I said, well, if you wait till the end, you'll hear it. Hmm? 2 years later, when I got my next interview, this is no kidding.
I think I'm going to let him pass.
And I got on as fourth guest.
You don't think so?
John Denver as the guest host, and I scored, and they had me back on with him. And then I started being, like a semi-regular with him, and then I actually got the guest host a couple of shows for Johnny.
So
I don't know how many people know that I was the guest host there. And he was just really good to me. He just always, he really wanted, when I started thinking about doing this show, I watched a lot of his stuff. And when you think about who you'd like to be like, that's who you try to emulate.
You know what? Here's the thing. Tony, I want to tell you, you just passed the litmus test here. I was giving you a test that would have been very mean and rude to you, and you would have hung up the phone and hated us. You had good things to say about Johnny Carson, yet you did not present the facts as if to present, like, all these celebrities are killing me that are on TV, jumping over each other to say, I knew him first, he loved me the most, I had dinner with him here.
No, it gets so self-serving.
Well said. Winner Tony Danza.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. But, the thing was that about him was, and by the way, it wasn't, you had to catch him on a good night, too. They were nice,
Okay.
The Daily Show is a Daily Show. But he used to make you feel like, you were important and he was interested. And that was, as a guest on one of those shows and on the biggest show of all, The Tonight Show, that's pretty cool.
Well, you passed the test because I'm sick of these celebrities. I said everybody, that's what we were going to do at the beginning. You pass the test. You're cool. So
we were best friends.
Yeah.
I'm in his Corvette.
All right, so Tony Danza. Where do I start with you? Besides, of course, the Tony Danza show, which is your talk show. Let's, you know, I know you. Everybody knows you from Taxi. But, like, who's the boss?
Well, you have to share with Mr. Danza that you have, that you actually for the first 10 years, I think, that we were on the air, Tony, Don did one impression, and that impression was of you, and it's only one word, and would you like to do your Tony Danza impression?
Let's do it together. Don, you ready?
Okay. Well,
1, 2, 3.
He's got ESP.
And
he knows
the
how does he know?
Let me take a shot.
Angela. Oh, Angela. It would always be when you were vacuuming the curtains and Judith Light would come in. Angela. Okay. Tony Danza. You're okay. Yes. All right. Danza.
How do you like doing the talk show? Lord knows you've been on enough talk shows, but how do you like doing your own?
It's pretty wild. I mean, it's really, somebody offers you a job, and you've thought about it. You know, there's no doubt that because I've been on so many, you know, you've thought about it. And like I said, I was a guest host for Carson, and then I guest hosted for Rick Dees when he had that show for a while, for a week.
Oh, Rick.
You know, you sort of, you think about it, you contemplate this thing. But I like to think of myself as an actor, but then maybe I'm the only one. But in any case, you get offered this job, and then you decide to do it. And here's the thing, there's so many other things involved. I came to New York. I'm back in New York in my hometown. And here in New York, the show is a huge hit. I mean, you can't believe it. It's unbelievable. And the power. Because people want to hear their name on TV. So if I go to a restaurant or something, they treat me nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's really a lot of fun. It's great to be home in my hometown, to be embraced. And I'm telling you, there's this incredible thing that happens. You know, when you're in L.A., and you don't see really people. I mean, you get in your car, you drive to work, there's people there. Basically, you see people in their cars. Here, you walk out of your apartment building, there's thousands of people walking around, thousands of them coming and going, making the city work. And you look around, and you can't help but have this feeling that all these people, and I'm the one with the talk show.
No, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
You know, to something that almost sounds like it's going to be bordering on that, like, Robert De Niro American Express commercial.
Right, right.
This is my heartbreak.
Yeah.
My West Side. Yeah, okay, come on.
This is my life. This
Tony.
Is my neighborhood. This is where I do my thing.
Tony.
No, it's great. It
Tony.
Really is. And,
and
there's another thing. You know, this morning I had Heidi Klum on.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's, it's
hey, we had her first.
Let's do it.
we never get to say this to anybody. We had her first.
Yeah, we had a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it was great.
We're not on TV.
Yeah, we didn't get to see her, though.
Don't even count.
Close and personal.
You win. Of all your TV shows, let me see. Taxi, Who's the Boss? You're on The Practice for a while. Which one do you like the best? Which one do you want to be remembered for? Taxi, right?
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, Taxi was the class of the field, there's no doubt. But having said that, you know, the great thing about Who's the Boss was I got to apply all the stuff. You know, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I went out there and I got to work with these great actors and great producers and great people, great director. And it was sort of like going to school for 5 years, on Taxi. Because you were with the best. Not only the actors. I mean, people behind the scenes, Jimmy Burrows and Jim Brooks and everything. But Who's the Boss was a chance for me to apply what I had learned. Get rid of what I didn't like, keep what I did like, add what I wanted to, you know. And so, for me, that would be the show, and hopefully it'll be this show.
Here's a question. Yes, and we'll talk about your show. One more question about Who's the Boss. We all know about Alyssa Milano and what happened to her, and she grew up to be the internet lady.
Beautiful.
Now, the little kid on Who's the Boss.
Right, Danny.
Danny. Now, I hope nothing... Has anything tragic happened to him? So I should.
Well, let me just give you a little update on Danny. He just had his 29th birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
He graduated from Stanford, which is a college that wouldn't even let me near the place.
Oh, all right, so he's okay. Then I can ask you the question I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
He was one of those kids that I see on TV as a little kid, like not precocious, not cute, but maybe just kind of weird looking. Generally... Real cute little kids on TV don't grow up to be
good-looking adults. And conversely, you've got the kids that are kind of quirky looking. Like
they grow
up to look a little
better. Male models. I was wondering which category he fell as a grown up. Is he a good looking guy? Is he a
how'd that turn out?
I mean, pretty much a regular kid. You know, I mean, I think that's the thing about one of the things that I don't like about then if it goes away, they don't have it. That's why, you know, if you're not robbing a liquor store when, after you've been a child actor when you grow up, it's a success story.
Yeah.
You know, so, but both of those, you know, Alyssa, too. I mean, Alyssa grew up, she may be the internet lady, but she grew up into a great, pretty good actress, beauty, that's for sure, and
yeah.
committed kid. You know, she's a UNICEF ambassador. She's out there, you know, trying to make the world better. And like I said, Danny went to Stanford, which is unbelievable, graduated from Stanford, and he's here in New York trying to make a career for himself on the stage.
So, just, you know, 1 to 10, is he a good-looking guy?
Well, you know, you know what? I'm very proud of my kid, so yes.
Yes, all right. Okay, now, I'll tell you my other Tony Danza guilty pleasure.
All right.
And then we can talk about your show. And this only happens... like on a snowy weekend.
All right, very good.
Let me just say, well, actually, it's happened.
You mean like when the programmers actually look at the weather forecast?
No, in the middle of the summer it's happened. I'm lying.
Okay, very good.
If I'm in a certain mood,
mm-hmm.
I will not go past Angels in the Outfield.
You like that movie? You enjoy that movie?
Yeah.
You have never said that on the air before.
Like I say, you know, many times.
I'm not a fan.
Well, I also want to say that many times there has been beverages that have been involved.
Yeah, right.
Where
that always makes the movie better.
This is the part where the angel is going to come down. Sure. And anyway, that's...
So you're
well,
a fan.
You know, I tell you something. There's one regret I have about that movie. You know, they were going to do...
Anything?
They were going to do Angels... what was it called? It was going to be... There was another one. There was a sequel to it. Because, you know, it made a bunch of money. So they were going to do a sequel. And in the sequel, I was going to be the angel that comes down, me and Chris together. And unfortunately, they ended up making it a TV movie, and I decided I didn't want to be in it. But,
Good move.
But I liked that movie. You know why I liked that movie? Because, first of all, I got to play baseball, and it was during the World Series. But also because there's 8,000 good messages in that movie.
Well, maybe that's why I only like it when I'm really hammered. But when it comes on, I'm there.
You know, you've been on TV for such a long time, and I've seen you on talk shows, and I'm trying to work my memory banks here, but you were a boxer, right, before you got the role on... Just briefly tell me about your career in boxing.
I had 15 pro fights.
So you were pro. That's right. I thought you were pro.
Hold on. I was just a pro fighter. Don't get me wrong. You know, somebody said to me, were you ranked? I said, yeah, I was 9 in the gym. I want you to understand that, you know, I was on the cusp. And then what I did was, though, to get myself noticed, was once I got on Taxi, I took a couple of fights in the hope that I could turn a TVQ into a title shot. Maybe I get lucky, hit somebody in the chin, have a series, and be champion of the world. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. I won the two fights I took, but the last time I got nailed pretty good. And the reason I got nailed is because I was thinking to myself as I was fighting the guy, geez, I hope he don't hit me in the nose. And then I got nailed, you know. I wasn't really thinking about what you're supposed to think about in a ring, you know.
All right.
So I knew, you know, the gig was up.
And we have to ask you about Mary Lou Henner.
Hey, I saw her. Last night I was sitting at home, and I was switching around the TV.
She watched Angels in the Outfield sometime.
She's got a new infomercial.
She's got a new infomercial.
Yeah, it's called Total Victory or Body Victory, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's a victory.
I have to tell you, I ordered it last night. That's true.
Of course.
I swear to God, I was there. She says, look, stay with 21 days. That's all you need. Come with me. I'll be with you every step of the way. She looked into the camera. I went, I'm with you, man. Well, I have it coming.
You know, I know she had a book a while back. And, you know, the book seemed... Are you in her book as far as...
I'm in the first book.
One of her romances?
Six books.
Wow.
But the first book, the rest of the books, the last five books, I think, are all...
They're health
exercise
books.
Exercise and health.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
The first book was a memoir.
Yeah, right.
Are you in the memoir, Tony?
I'm in the memoir.
Winner.
That's right. You got to be, you know, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, listen, you're a good guy. The Tony Danza Show is on, check your local listings around the country, like at 10 or 11 in the morning. Tony Danza Show. And, Tony, thanks for being on. Thanks for not being a jerk about Johnny.
No, listen, I feel the same way you do. I look at it, and I sometimes you think every opportunity that people take sometimes to pay respects or to join a charity or whatever they do, sometimes there's that feeling that it's just a question of getting back on TV.
Yeah, okay, right. Tony. Yeah, you're the man. Thank you. Thank
all
you
right,
for
guys,
your time.
Thanks a lot.
Good luck with the show, Tony. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
See you later. I wouldn't categorize myself as a Tony Danza fan, but that's true about Angels in the Outfield.
You know, it's funny because he started And he started with the answer, the Carson answer. And then as you were formulating your immediate judgment of it, and then when you listened to him, he began to do it in such a way that it was
not about.
And you know what?
Right.
He did have the goods.
Yep.
to actually talk about if he was a guest host for Johnny Carson, he's got more credentials than many other people.
Right? Yeah, and he very viciously, angrily agreed about the naked celebrity pyramids jumping on top of each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So good for Tony Danza. Yeah. And now, everybody erase that thing about angels in the outfield from your memory banks.
Right. Where the hell did that come from?
Except for the drinking.
You know, meanwhile, you're in the hallway before the show calling me fag for watching Aviator last night.
Well, and listen,
I loved it.
At least Angels in the Outfield has something to do with baseball.
Oh, is that the criteria?
No.
Sport.
Okay, now I'll tell you the truth.
All right.
When I get hammered...
Uh-oh.
Oh, God damn.
Did you say that or did I say hammered?
I did.
Earlier, that, you know what? Earlier you did.
One of us...
We should outlaw that in the middle of a celebrity interview.
Yeah, well, anyway, when I
click...
Thanks.
Yeah, you've been having a beverage.
It is... Along with, Short Circuit. Either that or Short Circuit. I mean, if I'm hammered and I want a really, really
sat down and watched Short Circuit in its entirety?
Yes.
I never have.
Yeah. It's the worst movie. Same with Angels in the Outfield.
I've never watched Angels in the Outfield in its entirety.
Here's the thing, though. If you're partying, if you have some people over and you're having some drinks and it's on HBO.
I'd have to OD on heroin to watch that movie.
Not me. The acting is so... bad. When the guys are jumping out of the stadium, and it's so friggin' jive. It's a classic.
You know, here's the deal.
But I couldn't say that to him. I couldn't tell him
well,
that.
I wasn't gonna
but
say,
I do like it.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. Have you watched the Tony Danza show?
No.
Have you watched?
No.
I have. And you know,
how is
he's
it?
Got, it's not bad. You think of him as like, hey, you know, Angela, that's what I think. And then you go down, he is not a dumb guy. And he's actually, he's easy to listen to. And I actually enjoyed it. He was on with Randy from American Idol. And that's when I watched it the other day. And you would think that would be...
Do you think Tony Danza had his clunks in?
Is it Crumps?
Crumps,
I think, is the latest
we've
heard.
Crump is like Helen Crump. That's how I remember that.
Here's what I took away from the Tony Danza show. I just found him, with all the other stuff and all the preconceptions you have, I found him just likable.
Yeah.
He was just kind of a likable guy.
He was great here.
And you know, and I get, maybe that's why he's doing well in New York.
Who's on the phone?
Another great star.
Really? Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Robert the Mailman. Hello?
Robert. Robert the Mailman?
Hi, Bobby.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Is it?
You know what crunk is?
Is it?
It's not. It's drinking, right, which is getting drunk, but it's not crack. It's chronic.
What is the teeth thing?
Huh?
What is it with the teeth?
Ringing his teeth. That was just, Randy was just a dope. I didn't even watch it, but I heard about it. And the guy was a total embarrassment to my race and every other race.
Oh, Randy Jackal, I forgot. But you're all militant like that.
What's the word for gold in the teeth?
Just bling bling. It's
just
like
bling in the teeth.
I gotta come back in because I got all my gold back.
Hey, didn't you find his performance last night to be almost like a minstrel show? To quote Bill Cosby,
a minstrel show because we're beyond that in the year 2005, and the guy is an idiot on the level that I can't even.
The guy that was auditioning.
Both of them, him and Randy.
What is the problem with Randy?
Randy trying to, dog. I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
And I don't even watch it.
Why do you get so angry?
Like, look at that.
Robert.
Even the black community now is tired of dog.
You mean Robert?
What are you going to say about me, Don?
D-A-W-G.
Robert is the black community?
Yes.
Okay.
Color community, if you Don, between Don and Rob over there.
That am a joke, Roberts.
Now,
here is the deal. I mentioned yesterday that I'd like to play Robert in Xbox Live.
Right.
Don't do it, Don.
Beth Ann sent me an email that Robert sent.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Robert is pissed. I'm sorry that I couldn't make it this morning at 9 a.m., Robert.
No, I heard you usually get up that early.
No, I get up very early, but I got stuff I got to do. I don't just sit on my ass all day and do it. I mean, on a weekend, we can make a date to play on the weekend.
You should.
It has to be Sunday morning.
I'm cool.
I work three jobs. I'm not your usual cover.
I'm cool with Sunday morning.
Sunday morning it is then.
And here's what he writes.
Ooh, Sunday morning, uh-huh.
Here's what he writes.
Did I miss
he writes,
like something?
Evening BA. I hear Don wants to get his ass kicked.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my screen name is, we'll give it up.
Frank.
He can go into the leaderboard section online, go into friends, type my name, and it'll tell him every time I'm on. Uh-huh. Otherwise, he can call me tomorrow, home number, blah, blah, blah. I'm home, and I'll try to log in at 9 a.m. So I get this email from Beth Ann. And like I'm not prepared to play Robert in Xbox at 9 o'clock this morning. And then she calls me up and she says, I've gotten calls from Robert. He was pissed. You weren't there this morning at 9 o'clock to play.
I wasn't pissed. I just called her to say if you tried to log on. Jesus Christ.
You're always pissed, Robert.
Wrong.
Okay,
God
Robert.
Damn.
Goddamn, Robert.
Listen, you're an angry man.
You're playing table for one.
All right, Robert.
Never listen.
Robert, when we play Xbox Live, what team are you going to be?
The Eagles.
Of course, because everybody on Xbox Live has to either be the Eagles or the Patriots.
Hey, you got an advantage. I didn't want to say this. So I was going to wait till after we played. But I don't even play Madden. I play 2K5, but I went out and bought Madden so I can play you.
Okay. All right. Well,
good. The brothers, we all play 2K5.
Why is that? The price tag?
Wow.
You got him.
Made him laugh.
Madden is only $10 more a trick.
Yeah.
Madden is $29 now.
No.
I just bought it yesterday.
Yeah, now it is. Like, over the summer, Madden was $60.
No, it's never been 60. It was 49 something.
It's $60 in white stores.
$60. That's okay. I'll beat your ass anyway, and I haven't even played the game before.
All right, Robert. Listen, I'm going to regret saying this. I will call you.
You know, once you play him, he's one step closer to coming to your house.
I'm going to have to block my number, though, when I call him, for goodness sake.
Don, you can get Colette to call me if you worried about me. I will talk.
Okay.
Once we talk over the live, you'll know that you can trust me.
Robert, do you talk to Colette on a regular basis?
Yeah, we've gone to lunch.
Hey, Robert, do you have the headset?
Yeah, I got everything.
Now, that'll be too crazy. Sunday morning, me just sitting in my underwear, playing Robert and talking to him at the same time.
I don't need to hear all that.
Yeah.
Now, will you two speak before and after the game, or will it just be conversation during the game itself?
He'll call me, say he's on. I'll log on. We'll play. We'll talk. I'll tell him some stuff that I can't say over the radio. I'm going to make him laugh.
Good.
Okay.
I can't talk to him like a brother because the N-word flies out of our mouths.
Yeah, you got
to
watch
football.
That. Okay, well then listen, how about this? Sunday morning, 9 a.m.
I'm there.
Okay. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on a second. You don't need to know my name online. I'll find you.
I do need to know your name.
Do you really?
But how about call me? Call me. Block your number.
Okay. All right.
Call a brother. We'll play.
All right.
I guarantee you I won't bother you. Ask Rob. I got his cell phone number.
True.
And I don't call him.
He's driven by my house before.
He's got my cell phone number.
He's a mailman.
Yeah, and I deliver his mail. I don't stop and say, hey, Rob, look, I'm delivering your mail.
All right, Robert. Okay, Robert, I'll call you. It's a date Sunday morning.
All right, brother.
Okay, see you then.
All right, flat ass.
All right. Bye. Bye, dog.
Flat ass. That's what he said.
Proud about it.
By flat. That means white person.
Right, I got you. Baby got back.
I can't wait until you get that call to him and he said, Robert, I'm at the payphone.
Give me 20 minutes to get back home.
It's Rob. Robert the mailman.
Oh, God. Okay, do we have time? I think we have time to tease this buzz thing.
Okay, very good.
Okay, now this is...
This is intriguing to me.
This is simply a test.
Yeah.
For a future segment on the show.
Okay.
Buzz Burbank's Golden Age of Porn. Now, let me see if I got this thing.
It sounds delightful.
It's educational, man.
So, here's the problem that we have in this new FCC world that we live in.
Yeah,
that we don't do the dirty stuff like we used to, and
right.
we're down with it, but there still is a segment of the audience that is titillated by that type of broadcast.
Yes, hey, watch those big words.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to service that audience now.
We're going to service that account?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With Buzz's Golden Age of Porn.
Okay, I love it. I love not knowing. It's exciting.
So, give me a moment to cue this up.
How's it doing?
Well, it's just spinning around.
CD2 was good yesterday.
Dead or alive, you spin me around like a record. So, without further ado, it's time for Buzz Burbank's Golden... Buzz, now this is from your personal collection.
Yes, absolutely.
From your collection of porn.
Yes, from my house.
And you will take all responsibility if the FCC does anything.
Absolutely. It's all on me.
That's very nice of you, Buzz.
I'll pay the fines, whatever I have to do.
Again, this is just a trial. We'll see how this goes. buzzes, golden age of porn. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, go.
In the beginning, it was cold, and man decided to warm himself by the flames of lust, and porn was born. And there was a time not so long ago when adult movies were shot on film by men who fancied themselves directors. It was a time before video, and before a form of grooming known as personal landscaping. There were stories and scripts, and above all, acting. The 70s and 80s were, for those of us who were there, the golden age of adult movies. Here now, one of the classics of that era. It's We Girls.
That's right. Today's selection on Buzz's Golden Age of Porn is the classic We Girls, O-U-I.
We Girls.
Let's listen to them.
Track?
Yes, it is.
A song written especially for the movie. Wow. You see, 24 years ago, we still had to wear raincoats into bad neighborhoods to see films like 1981's We Girls, We as in French for Yes, under the watchful eye of cinematographer Harry Fleck. We Girls featured icy blonde Sharon Kane as Francine, fiery redhead Lisa DeLeo, and Joey Silvera in a special appearance as The Pervert. Silvera starred in hundreds of films in a career that spanned four decades, but the stars of this movie and of today's opening clip are the lovely and petite Anna Ventura as Barbara and Paul Thomas, the real-life son of pastry's Sarah Lee as Nick. Let's listen, won't we?
Give me a moment. And now, without further ado, here is today's selection.
Today's
from
clip.
Buzz Burbank's Golden Age of Porn.
Very good.
I think that one of our clients has killed his wife in order to collect the insurance. But I can't prove it.
Killed his wife?
I need your help.
What do you want me to do, Nick?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think that I found out where he lives. That's why I need your help. Single him out for me.
Sure, Nick, if I can.
Do some play acting with me. Be my wife. For a couple days. Maybe a week at the most. We'll live out at the Circle S.
I'm sorry, Nick. But I can. I promised my mother that I'd get her permission before I got married.
Oh, Buzz.
Indecent act or indecent acting. Join us next time for another installment of Buzz Burbank's Golden Age of Porn.
Now, listen, we've got to track this entire awful 1970s or 80s porno that Buzz has. But in coming days,
we
will have more of Buzz Burbank's Golden Age of Porn.
I would imagine it's limitless.
Oh,
it is.
Oh, it is. One of those has got lots of acting. One of those that, you know, back in the day, you would just be on fast forward the whole time.
Yeah, there was a time when that was very tedious to do that, too. I fast forward to the acting.
And now again, the Wee Girl singers to take us out. Wee Girl, here they are right here. Wee Girl. Happy and Well, I don't know about everybody else. I'm turned on beyond belief.
Oh, Buzz, this is going to be not only entertaining, but educational.
I think educational and fun.
I mean,
that's my goal.
You're a history professor.
This movie alone is a gold mine. I think we'll be hearing more from this.
Very good.
Girls. I wish I had not taken my Cialis today.
Oh,
because we have a four-hour show, and if it happens beyond 4 hours, someone's going to have to call the doctor.
Now, Paul Thomas, that porn actor, was really the son of Sarah Lee.
The real-life son of pastry Sarah Lee. That's correct. And I have more amazing facts for future episodes.
Incredible. You have a book? Or is it just your own private collection?
I wrote the book.
Yeah, you can make money with that.
He's got a ton of that stuff in his house.
The golden age of porn.
And his porn bunker.
My basement.
All right, our best to you. Thank you, Buzz. We'll come back to this again. I guess, that was a rave, so let's get some more cuts.
All right, I'm on it.
Let's get moving on this, baby. Thank you, Buzz. We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on Free FM.
It's stop and go for you west on 66 from the Beltway to Fairfax at 123. And then you'll tap on those brakes once more as you hit 234 to Gainesville. A crispy tender chicken with bold blends of chipotle spices and fresh toppings on a honey wheat roll. Hungry yet? McDonald's new spicy chicken. I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show. Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 freefm.com.
What do you mean HD Radio has too much variety for me?
What do you have for lunch every day?
A bologna sandwich.
See, you can't take all that HD Radio has to offer. Brilliant digital sound, tons of free new local stations.
I could change. I could take HD Radio.
Cool. And how about for lunch today, you get a ham sandwich?
Let's not go crazy.
Of course not.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to...
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola VCast Razr for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two Razrs for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razr, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two Razrs with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable Razr on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phone, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VPEX subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
The time is limited. The fun? That's a whole other story. It's the biggest Mazda's on the move sales event yet. For a limited time, get great savings on a huge selection of exhilarating to drive Mazdas, including a special $189 a month lease on the award-winning Mazda 3, the one that beat Honda Civic in an Edmunds.com comparison test. That's a 2006 Mazda 3i sedan with more room and more horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Sentra for just $189 a month for 39 months with $2389 due at lease signing after 500 max cash back. Plus, more great savings on lots of other thrilling Mazdas. These offers won't last long, so you'd better get on the move to your Washington, D.C. Mazda dealer for a test drive now. Based on comparison of horsepower and EPA total volume for 06 Mazda 3i, Nissan Sentra 1.8, Honda Civic LX, and Toyota Corolla LE. Cash to at lease signing includes first month payment and security deposit. Includes taxes, title, and fees.
This Sunday in the Washington Post, a big picture look at the local real estate market. The state of prices in every jurisdiction right down to your zip code. How high have prices soared in the past year, and are things slowing down? Perspectives from buyers, sellers, and experts. Get the details in the Post's annual Housing Outlook section, a mega real estate weekend special. Also Sunday, why is it that an ever-diminishing number of consumers are thinking American when it's time to buy a new car? Business. Then join us for a test of endurance in Finland, a search for dance partners in Cajun country, and a quest for harmonious balance in China in the spring travel issue of the magazine. And in the Sunday Source, the essentials for a well-stocked home bar, along with drink recipes to wow your guests. You'll find all this and much more, including TV Week, the Big Sunday Job section, and money-saving coupons in this Sunday's Washington Post.
Will you look at this? Our shipment of two-ball mallet putters just came in.
The ones with the center shaft design?
Cool. Cool, but weird.
What do you mean?
I ordered them on Tuesday. UPS delivered the entire shipment today.
So that's good, right?
Yeah, but how did they do it?
I don't know.
How did they get these putters into the brown truck and halfway across the country to our loading dock in less than 72 hours?
You got me.
They don't break the speed limit. They haven't moved cities closer together. They haven't shrunk the country.
Probably not.
All I can figure is they warped time in some way.
Warped time?
Yeah. Manipulated time. You know what I mean. Don't you see how the days are getting longer now?
Yeah, but it's almost spring.
Pure coincidence. My watch, it's running slower all of a sudden.
Wait a minute. Mine is too.
Theoretically, this could mean no more leap years, my friend.
That would be amazing.
From Washington, D.C., UPS can now deliver ground shipments to Denver in 3 days and to Phoenix in just 4. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
Is real.
Are you sure this car isn't broken?
No, I'm positive. It's a good car.
There's a room at?
Because also it's on, the gas is on E.
Oh.
So that's why it's not giving the full extent.
Something else is on empty. It's my satisfaction. Take me to a Volkswagen dealer right now.
Come into your local VW dealer for a joyride in the Passat or Jetta, both rated top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Right now, get a value edition Jetta for $209 a month on a 24-month lease. Driving anything else would be a Dumkopf move.
For more information about the test, visit IIHS.org. 1954 required at signing, excludes taxes, license options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer expires March 31st, 2006.
This is something special, and if you don't act soon, it'll be too late. Remember that great MTB deal? You know, when you buy a set of four Uniroyal AS 6000 tires, you pay for just three, the fourth one's free? Any 13, 14, or 15-inch Uniroyal AS 6000. Right, that deal. It's still the kind of deal you won't find every day, and there's just a few days left. Four tires for the price of three. That's a great savings. While you're at MTB, treat your car to a genuine Pennzoil oil change for just $15.99 plus shop and disposal fee. Come anytime. MTB is open early, open late, and open Sundays for your convenience. Buy four Uniroyal AS 6000s. Pay for three. The fourth one's free. But Sunday is absolutely the last day for this sale. MTB. Tires in an hour or less. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE for the MTB nearest you. Gotta go.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola V-Cast Razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with V-Cast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCAST coverage and $15 per month VTech subscription required for VCAST service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps. 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
1067, freefm.com. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You really believe this guy doesn't want to have kids?
Yeah, of course.
Elaine, a guy will say anything to get a woman.
Oh, please, he wouldn't say that.
Elaine, I once told a woman that I coined the phrase, pardon my French.
I once told a woman I don't eat cake because it goes right to my thighs.
Once told a woman I enjoy spending time with my family.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time.
Right.
The best of Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. And as I said before, we've got a lot of good best of for you today. on this Friday. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. So cross your legs and hold on to it. And let's get right back into the best of. It's time for an episode of How About That on the best of Don and Mike.
I know what it's time for.
What?
Robbie, would you please pick up 444 and make sure that Dorothy Green is ready to join us?
Very good. Dorothy Green.
And we don't use fake names for this.
Hang on.
It's time for, let's try not to make this an all-out, balls-out competition, but it's, isn't that something?
And
how about that?
That's really something.
No.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
And how about that?
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz is going to keep score for us.
All right. Okay.
Because the woman we have on the phone is 96.
Isn't that something?
Okay.
That was the funny one. But see, what you always do is you always say... You always say, and I turned into Buzz. I have to be careful. I become Bill O'Reilly. You always say, let's not make it a competition, and then you dive in with furious abandon. So who are you preaching to? Yourself? Are you talking to yourself about this? Are you just going to discipline yourself?
I'm just trying to psych you into not doing it.
Why don't we do it just to be a little mellower about it?
What, back and forth?
No.
Why?
No. I think we ought to.
Why can't you just play with me?
You mean just go back and forth?
Yeah.
Why
don't we go on a count?
Okay,
and see if we can get 100. Isn't that something? Or
either one?
How about that?
I think we're up to the challenge.
Okay. You're playing like a team.
All right, okay. Very good. That's the best way to do it.
Yes. You got her.
I'm ready. I put her on hold whenever you're
okay,
ready.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, we got the theme.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Welcome once again. Oh, Buzz,
yes.
Please introduce us as us.
The Westwood One Radio Network presents Don and Mike and their celebrity radio interview.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thanks, Buzz.
Hi, Dorothy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Dorothy. I'm Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
Hi, Dorothy. And then thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much.
We understand that you are 96.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, that's something.
I'll be 97 in March.
Wow, that is something.
How about that?
And not only is she 96, soon to be 97, she is the world's oldest mayor.
Dorothy, you're a mayor?
Yes.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that something? Tell us about it.
How did you get the job?
Well, I'm just, I've been mayor now for 2 years, and I was...
How about that?
And I was reelected and reinstated yesterday.
Isn't that something? Yesterday.
For 2 more years.
And you're the mayor of Ocean Breeze Park down in Florida?
Yes, I am.
How about that?
Isn't that something? And how long have you been serving?
Well, I've served for 2 years as being mayor,
mm-hmm.
but I've been politics or something. I've been... I was president of our town council for 30 years.
Isn't that something?
And how
30
long
years.
How long did you serve as president of the town council?
As the town council?
Yes.
30 years.
Oh, you said that already? I'm sorry. That's really something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you drive?
Yes, I do.
How about that?
I stay off in the highways.
Yes. You don't do any highway driving?
No, but I don't want
Isn't
to.
Isn't that traffic something?
No, I drive to church and drive around Jensen Beach.
Yeah, good.
You sound great. Are you healthy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God bless you. Isn't that something?
How about that? And you, did you mention you were elected for a 2-year term?
Yes, I am.
At 96, I wouldn't even buy green bananas at 96.
That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, how about that? And you say, did you have anybody that was running against you? Did you run unopposed?
I run unopposed.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Nobody wanted it.
No, nobody wanted the job. What's the toughest thing about being mayor, Dorothy?
Well, I have to attend all these important business meetings.
Breathing.
They tell me to.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Oh. How about that? Are you a fan of the bingo?
Beg pardon?
Are you a fan of the bingo?
Well, not necessarily, but I like...
Isn't that something?
How about
I like
that?
To play bingo.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually enjoy any of the other activities down there, like bridge or shuffleboard?
Well, I don't shuffle anymore, but I used to.
That's one. That's really something.
You shuffle quite a lot.
How about that? How about that? Do you ever watch Matlock on TV?
Watch what?
Matlock with Andy Griffith?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's really something.
How about that?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive, Dorothy?
Beg pardon?
What kind of car do you drive?
Now, don't fall over when I tell you. I have an 83 Mercury Marquis.
Isn't that
Marquis.
Something?
How about that? A Marquis, and it's still running great?
Oh, great.
Oh, isn't that something?
Uh-huh. They made cars in those days.
Yeah, they'd last, wouldn't they, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
Yeah, isn't that something?
When the last time you had your hair done, you like going to the salon a lot?
I go every week.
Yeah, how about that?
Something.
Uh-huh.
Dorothy, what do you like having done to your hair at 96?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I just go over and have it washed and set.
Set in a nice little style?
Yep.
Isn't that something?
I like waves.
What's the
how about that?
What is that something? What's the best thing about being mayor?
Well, I don't know. I'm just busy every day.
You're busy every day.
How about that? Are you busy as a bee?
Busy as a bee, I guess.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh. Whatever they want done, I try to do.
Do I hear a TV or a video game in the background?
No. Not now.
Isn't that something? I thought I heard it.
That might be my phone, Bob. Sorry about that. Isn't that something? It rings at all weird times.
Yeah.
When you're mayor, do you get any free stuff?
Well, what do you call stuff?
Well, do you get anything like an official mayor's jacket?
No, I haven't had that.
Do you get a
free...
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I got a beautiful, from the...
Carnation?
From the city's...
How about that?
They didn't give you a car? You don't get a driver, somebody to drive you around because you're mayor?
No.
Oh. We have to go to how about that? Dorothy, we have to go to a break. Can you hold on? We'll be right back. Rob, would you pick up while we go to commercial?
You bet.
Okay, hold on.
Very good.
Rob, would you pick that up?
Okay. Hang on, please.
Buzz, what's the total?
Okay, Mike has 18, isn't that something, and 5. How about that? Don has 7 somethings and 16. How about that?
We'll never do it.
Yeah, you got a long
it's
way
impossible.
To go.
It's 100 would be impossible.
What's our total right now?
Okay, about 23 each.
About 23 each.
And we'd die before she would.
You're heavy on one of them and I'm heavy on the
That's
other
right.
one, right?
Yeah, well, we tend
feed
to
off the other guy. That's
trade off.
Well, let's switch off. Which one?
Well, I think we've done it, what do you mean switch off?
I mean,
I think you're doing more how about that.
And
yes,
maybe
correct.
Maybe I should switch over to isn't that something.
And I'll do the how about that.
And you want to play a speed round?
Yeah.
I'll put a minute on the clock.
Okay.
Robbie, I'm going to need the 60-second TikTok. And it can't just be real force. Like, isn't that something? How about that?
It's got to be in response to what she's saying,
right,
she's going to dictate it.
So we're going to have to move her along now.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I can kind of throw mine in, on top. And
it's 60 on the clock.
Okay.
Ready, Robbie? Get her back.
Stand by for broadcast.
And now, back to Don and Mike's celebrity interview on Westwood One.
How you doing anyway? How are you anyhow?
We're back with Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy.
Yeah?
The mayor, the world's oldest mayor. What is the name of the town, Dorothy?
The town is...
Ocean Breeze Park?
Town on Wheels.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy?
What?
When you drive your car, how fast do you drive?
Just exactly what the speed limit tells me.
Isn't that something?
How about that? I wish more people would do that, Dorothy.
Dorothy?
Yeah?
Maybe you should consider running, walking for office rather than running for office at your advanced age.
You reckon?
I reckon.
How about that?
Isn't that something? Hey, Dorothy.
We suck at this, Mike. We'll never get 100.
I know. It's not going to happen. Dorothy?
Yeah?
Are you going to run for another term?
Well, this 2 years I'm running for. I hope I live that long.
Oh, God bless you, Dorothy.
How about
that's
that?
Something.
Where were you when you first heard about Pearl Harbor?
When I first heard of what?
Pearl Harbor. Oh, I'm done. I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, but I still would like the answer.
Where were you when Pearl Harbor was bombed, Dorothy?
Oh.
Do you remember, darling?
Yeah.
You do remember?
Where were you?
Where were I?
Where was you?
Uh-huh. Where was you?
What year was it?
1944?
41.
I'm sorry, Rob.
December.
I was in Marion, Iowa.
You were in Iowa.
How about that?
Isn't that something? She got the state.
Do you like Iowa?
Well, I lived there a good few years.
And Dorothy, what is your favorite food for dinner?
Oh, I don't have anything.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
How about that?
All right.
Okay. Let's see.
Whatever I can find out of the refrigerator.
There you go, Dorothy. God bless you.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Have you been interviewed on the radio much since you've become the world's oldest mayor?
Yes, everybody tells me about it, but I don't see it here at home.
You don't hear it at home. Are you going to do anything special? Isn't that something? Are you going to do anything special as mayor?
How about that?
I'm not planning on it.
You're just going to keep things the way they are, huh?
How about that?
Isn't that something? Isn't
that
something?
That?
That? Thank you, Dorothy.
Hey, do you cook, Dorothy?
Yeah.
How about that?
Isn't that something? What's your specialty? Is there anything you cook better than anything else?
Now we're cheating.
Yeah, I make my rice puddings.
How about that?
Every place I go, they say, bring your pudding.
I want one first.
Will you get mad at me?
I want one first.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite? You make rice pudding?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Dorothy, you've been absolutely charming.
Thank you.
Isn't that something? How about that? I'm sorry. Mike, go ahead.
Did you enjoy being on the show?
Well, sure. Why not?
How about that?
There she is.
There you go.
Everybody, her name is Dorothy Gieben.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Phoebe, and she's 96,
wow.
And she's the mayor of Ocean Breeze Park, Florida.
May you have a successful, happy, and healthy term, and God bless you, Dorothy.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
What town am I, or what city am I talking from?
Isn't that something? You don't know where
we're broadcast.
We're all over the country.
We're a national show, darling.
You're national.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, don't be corrupt now.
No.
Yeah, you don't take any payoffs or anything like that.
Oh, no.
You've never done that, have you?
No, not a bit.
Isn't that something?
How about that, Dorothy?
I am still organist of our Jensen Beach Christian Church.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
And I am still
Jesus is the man. And you're still what, darling?
And I'm still treasurer.
Your treasurer?
Isn't that something?
But I have two assistants because our church has grown so.
And, boy, there's just not enough time in the day. How about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Good luck with the organ.
I don't get paid for one booming thing.
Oh, you do it all for free. Isn't that something?
Don't look at me like that, Mike. Dorothy, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Dorothy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And good luck to both of everybody.
Thank you.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
What?
You are something.
You are.
You are something.
Well, I sure thank you.
How about that? You are something.
Okay.
I'm out. Thanks, Dorothy. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye now.
Isn't that something?
Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How about that?
Okay.
Isn't that something?
All right, then.
How about that?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
isn't that something?
How about that?
She's staying on the line.
She is.
Oh,
Jake. Oh, bye-bye now.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, you are?
How about that?
How about that? Isn't that something?
Are you all through talking?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Bye bye.
All right, then.
Okay.
So long.
How about that?
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Hey.
Buzz, I know we were throwing all kinds of stuff in under the wire there.
Yes, yeah. In the allotted time, interestingly, in the 60 seconds that you gave yourselves, you ended up tied at 28 each. But in the final analysis, in overtime, Mike added 15 more for a total of 44. Don added 18 more for a total of 46. So you guys just about made 100 there.
Well, congratulations.
We made 100, huh?
Between the two of you, you got to 100.
That's great.
Congratulations.
Hey, isn't that something?
That's quite a
deal. And then she was, and then at the end, was she, correct me if I'm wrong, was she playing the don't hang up game?
I believe so.
I think she was.
And I don't buy for a minute that she doesn't watch Matlock.
And that's how we got all those bonus in that something and how about that through all that stuff with her not hanging up the telephone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 96 years young, bless her heart.
She's going to be in a casket soon. Isn't that something?
How about that?
Well,
take care, old woman.
Don't go dying on me.
Isn't that something?
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3 FM's Don and Mike.
We're already seeing a long line of delays for you on the southbound side of 95 from the Beltway to Backwoods, Fullerton, off and on to Quantico, where we have an accident. It's over to the left shoulder now. Looking for a new job? Check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post is a local expert on local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This Power Hour of WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by Dave & Buster's.
This sale will end this Sunday. No exceptions, no extensions. At the close of business this Sunday, it's over. Your last chance to buy name brand tires for only $29 and $39 through Sunday at all Merchants Tire stores. Uniroyal tires from just $29, BF Goodrich from only $39, with similar savings on Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, Dunlop, Yokohama, and more. These prices are good only at the stores you count on for superior automotive service, Merchants Tire. Even with tire prices rising, Merchants Tire, through Sunday, will sell these name brand tires from only $29 and $39. And Pennzoil oil changes for just $15.99 plus shop and disposal fee. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance to save on name brand tires like never before. Through Sunday at all Merchants Tire stores. Phone 1-800-NEW-TIRE.
The time is limited. The fun? That's a whole other story. It's the biggest Mazda's on the move sales event yet. For a limited time, get great savings on a huge selection of exhilarating to drive Mazdas, including a special $189 a month lease on the award-winning Mazda 3, the one that beat Honda Civic in an Edmunds.com comparison test. That's a 2006 Mazda 3i sedan with more room and more horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Sentra for just $189 a month for 39 months with $2389 due at lease signing after 500 math cash back. Plus, more great savings on lots of other thrilling Mazdas. These offers won't last long, so you'd better get on the move to your Washington, D.C. Mazda dealer for a test drive now. Based on comparison of horsepower and EPA total volume for 06 Mazda 3i, Nissan Sentra 1.8, Honda Civic LX, and Toyota Corolla LE. Cash due at lease signing includes first month payment and security deposit. Excludes taxes, title, and fees. Excludes touring models. Not all lessees will qualify for lowest payment through Mazda American Credit. Some payments higher, some lower based on residency and other factors. Taking retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See participating Mazda dealer for qualifications.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor!
It's a holdup.
Bank robbery.
Are you the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Critics are saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
I've got to step back and look at this thing from a distance.
Inside Man delivers the goods. A cool, captivating cat-and-mouse game. Perfectly played.
Look, Detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
You want me to do something unethical?
Just when you think you've figured it out, you haven't. And Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement. The suspense crackles, the acting sizzles, and the script keeps tossing surprises like grenades.
Stay focused. Keep your men back.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery.
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
Properly maintaining your Toyota is important. So rely on the Toyota experts when it comes to service. Only your Toyota dealer has factory-trained and certified Toyota technicians using only genuine Toyota parts. For the month of March, your participating Toyota dealer is offering a couple great service specials. Get a four-wheel alignment that includes rotating and balancing all four tires. And a Toyota-trained technician will also inspect your brakes and suspension for the low Toyota-suggested price of $89.95. And while you're there, get a lube oil filter combo special that includes the installation of a genuine Toyota filter, up to 5 quarts of oil, a battery check, a brake inspection, a tire tread inspection, a tire rotation, and a Toyota-trained technician will properly set your tire pressure. All for the low Toyota-suggested price of just $47.95. Just see your participating Toyota dealer by March 31st. Toyota, moving forward.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude.
That smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna
hear that.
Larry the Cable Guy is on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want
to
close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi,
fish and raw, you trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
According to the C-section of the penile code, these edible underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
He'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and f***ing on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present.
You got one of them toilets where it chews cold water up your...
Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
There's a snow cone vendor out there not wearing a bra.
Is that a violation?
No, but it makes me want to get a snow cone.
Rated PG-13 for crude humor and a bunch of other stuff like that.
I can do this all day.
In theaters everywhere today.
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now, I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest, but it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Springfield Mall, Annapolis Mall, White Flint, and Landmark Center. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
If you're looking for a midsize SUV, why not get a great deal on one with the highest rating in all government crash tests? The Subaru B9 Tribeca. Right now, during the Subaru All-Wheel Deal Sales Event, get a $299 a month lease for 36 months on a 7-passenger Subaru B9 Tribeca Limited with performance-enhancing all-wheel drive. That's $299 a month on the Subaru B9 Tribeca with the highest ratings in all government crash tests. That's something the SUVs from Volvo, BMW, and Volkswagen can't say. So hurry in for the Subaru B9 Tribeca. The all-wheel deal sales event ends soon, and you must take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st. A great deal on an SUV with the highest government crash test ratings. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Every day is a winding road.
To find your local dealer, visit Subaru.com. Think, feel, drive Subaru.
Total blue lease signing $28.93. Tax time and registration fees extra. Data participation required. Call 1-800-1-AWD for these details. Comparisons based on 2006 NHTSA crash test ratings. Government tests are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. See safercar.gov for more detail.
Musicians, this is it. Your chance to save really big. But you gotta act now.
Starting Friday.
You have 72 hours, and I mean 72 hours only, to save. As prices get sliced, diced, and hacked to the bone.
In every apartment.
It's Guitar Center's three-day price slaughterhouse.
Fast savings.
For the first time ever, Martin Dreadnought Solid Top Acoustics. Half off. Complete drum kits with cymbals and hardware. Price slashed to $149. Buy one studio condenser mic, get two more mics free. That's three mics for only $99. And get this. Electric acoustic guitar packs include amp, gig bag, tuner, DVD, and more. Breakthrough price, $99. Plus, keep your cash. Get no payment, zero interest financing for a full year on the gear you need now. Fresh cut deal. 10 sets of D-Mark bass strings, $20. Tuner, stand, gig bag, $10. CDR 50 packs, just $5. Guitar Center's Price Slaughterhouse. All the best gear with prices chopped to the bone. Don't miss it.
Does the Washington real estate market have you confused? Is it going up or going down? Was there a bubble or not? If you're thinking of buying or selling, you've probably got questions. Or maybe you're just curious about how much your house is worth. Find the answers in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. 2 days packed with information about the current market. This Saturday, in the real estate section, read article after article on finding the right mortgage, whether to buy or rent, how to sell your home, and other advice you'll need to make decisions in the local housing market now. Then Sunday, look for the annual housing outlook section. It's filled with information county by county, zip code by zip code, and stories about people who are buying and selling right now. From Prince George's to Prince William, from Frederick to Fairfax. All in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. So, if you are interested in the current Washington area real estate market, be sure to pick up the Post this Saturday and Sunday.
Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're kicking off the weekend early at the Hit the Door at 4. Woo! On your good time weekend station, WJFK. FM, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. Actually, I can't do a station break there because I'm on nationally. You're listening to the best of Don and Mike via the Westwood One Radio Network. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with yay. Don and Mike returning April 3rd, but you know what you can do between now and then? You can do it this weekend when you're drinking. You can go to donandmikewebsite.com. That's right. Catch up on all things Don and Mike going on. Click on my pick. You'll go to my website, joeardinger.com, and various other places across the World Wide Web. Now, let's get right back into the best of Don and Mike. Hey, question for you. Question for you, Rob A. Spiewak. Was Abe Lincoln gay? I don't know. Let's find out on the best of Don and Mike.
Excuse me. Hello.
How's my teenage boy doing? Did you tell everybody how cute you were on Xbox last night?
Oh, yes, I did, darling. Yes, I did. We had a nice big chat.
So, and when you came to bed, I was worried for you because I didn't know what kind of, like, chat rooms you'd been in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a weird experience. Honey, I already talked about this. But yes, I did, in fact, admit, Frida got creeped out last night. She said, who are you playing the game with?
Yeah, because it's really letting strangers into your house.
And I told you the talking was the weird part. You put on the headset last night and talked to Bart when I was playing with him, right?
It was amazing. Yeah, right. I mean, the invention of the telephone at our house, we were totally amazed.
You know, and I guess that there's a part of me that almost wants to tell you what my screen name is so that some of our idiotic listeners would play me, but I don't want you guys to ever
get... That's a brilliant idea.
I don't ever want you guys to get that close to me.
How is the voice quality? Is there like a delay when you talk, or is it instantaneous?
No, it's crystal clear now.
It's crisp and clear.
It's better than telephone.
They won't be strangers after the picnic.
Right.
That's the ice cream social buzz.
Oh, that's well, right. Honey, you should know, and I don't think you did know this, that this morning I mentioned this, like an alcoholic walking past the wine at 7 or 8 in the morning,
right.
I did not go to the Xbox to turn it on today to play with another stranger.
You know, restraint and moderation is not your strong suit. So, I mean, if that lasted one day...
Well, I thought it was creepy last night.
Don, my father used to say moderation in all things, including moderation.
Darling?
Yeah.
Darling?
Right. Well, you don't tell him your screen names, but tell him the ones Bart wanted to give you.
Dusty Hoffman.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he still is going on that
I won't let it go.
That one person that said I look like Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, he could use Fokker.
I bet that one's taken.
Yeah, probably.
I bet it is. Mm-hmm. So you are not working today. You must be shopping.
I returned Japan's tax to get the tag off.
Okay, I didn't need that. I was just wondering what you're doing.
Well, I'm doing all the errands that a good housewife would do.
There you go. That's my girl. All right.
I'm doing a little home improvement, having a couple of meetings about, you know, fixing up our house a little bit.
Hey, did you know that Abe Lincoln was a fag?
That's not true.
Some people believe that.
Did Abe Lincoln have an eye for guys? The Intimate World of Abraham Lincoln. This is a book. This is a real, true book. Oh, honey, I almost forgot, because I'll let you get back to shopping. Were you shocked today when you heard about WHFS?
I called my friend Marilyn because that was our first radio jobs at that radio station.
You worked at WHFS?
Right out of college. I was their news director.
Wow.
Yeah, she worked there. You know what I'm saying? She worked. That's right. It was Weasel on one side.
Damien.
It was, the original HFS with all the family.
Right.
You know.
That's right. All the
family,
free,
as they called it.
All the pot brownies and free love. Back in the day.
Back in the day. I heard back in the day they had an airtight news department.
Yeah. It was. When you take somebody right out of college who has absolutely no experience,
you don't
make
even
them
get
the
it.
News director?
You don't even get it. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine with me. All right, baby. I'll see you tonight.
I don't get it. I didn't get drug jokes.
Yeah. It wasn't. That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. Love you. I'll see you later.
I have a feeling I'm going to get it later, and I'm going to be mad.
You're going to get it? Oh, you mean joke?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's one of those. You ever have a comedian say that in a stand-up?
Right.
Where a joke just flops, and he says, like, seriously, you're going to get this later.
On your way home.
And have you ever on your way home thought about that and thought, you know what? That guy was right.
That's something Richard Jenny would say.
Yeah, we're all united in our hatred of Richard Jenny right now.
Platypus man.
Because he's got a new HBO special mm-hmm. coming out that just looks like it cannot stink enough. All right,
well,
darling.
I bet if you talk about it with your friends on Xbox, they'll probably agree with you tonight, Sugar Bear.
All right, thank you for mocking me. I love you, and I will be there tonight on Xbox Live.
All right. Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye, baby. Bye-bye. See, she tones it down for the radio. I mean, if you knew last night she came by, what are you doing?
Right.
Playing. With who? I don't know. And you're talking. I said, no. And I look at her like she's out of her mind. I said, I won't talk to these people. She said, well, pause the game and tell me what you're doing. I said, and this is where I sound like the ultimate nerd, I can't pause the game because the other person's waiting for me to play. Honey, I only have 28 seconds to pick out.
Don't you feel a little trapped when you get into that game? I mean, you can't stop.
It's exciting.
Yeah, you
exciting.
Can't just walk
and
away.
And I'm going to have to change my screen name now. I'm positive because someone out there will figure it out. It's too freaking easy.
Could you, and I won't say it, of course, could you write down your screen name for me because I'd like to see what it is?
Yes. It's nothing elaborate.
You gave one a minute ago that seemed obvious, but I'm sure that was fictional.
Okay, there you go. Two words.
Right.
That's what it is.
Ah.
That's very recognizable.
Shocked that wasn't taken.
That's very recognizable.
No, here it is. No, there it is, really.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's really it.
Right? Oh, okay.
It's the same thing.
Right. Okay, is Abraham Lincoln gay?
Wow.
Was he gay?
Mm.
Oh, WHFS. Hold on, it's time to call there.
While you dial, I will say this. Historians do agree, because it's in solid history, Abe Lincoln had a very high nasally voice.
True. Anything about a lisp or anything like that?
No, I think just I and nasally. Love show tunes. There weren't as many then.
No.
He liked them all.
Yeah, most of them went to a Ford's Theater, right? Yeah.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln.
Come on now, hold on.
How do you like the show?
It was busy over there.
Yes, it was.
Big
lots,
day.
Lots
WHFS.
Of people. Never lots been. Of people calling WHFS.
Sure.
How are you? This is George Lopez, otherwise known as the Bomb. We're so excited about our new Latino format. I hope you enjoy it. It'll chase away your blues.
Hey, George.
Who's this?
It's Don from Don and Mike.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Right.
I'm a big fan of your show. How are you?
We're doing great. How's the new Latin rhythmic, whatever, Mexican format doing on WHFS?
Man, I tell you, this is really something special. I've got to tell you, the first time I looked at my ratings, about 6 hours ago, we had a one share. Now it's gone up to a 50. A total 50 share. Stay tuned for the hot Cinco and Cinco.
Wow.
It's going to be fantastic. I hope you enjoy it. That's a good one, Rob. Hey, way to go. You took French in high school. cool.
tell us again about Senior Hughes, the man behind
right
this
now,
move.
If I can really just take a moment of your time, if you don't mind. I would like to say, what a great job that man Michael Hughes has done. I'm looking forward to having lunch with him tomorrow. We're going to discuss all the great promotions we can have. It's going to be a great time, as we are now the first FM, FAMA, Latino station in Washington. Nacion Capital. Oh, man, that's great. Hey, there he is. He's waving as he walked by my glass window. Michael Hughes. Wearing a big Viacom sombrero.
what would you say to someone who said, change the station? Would you say, well, what do you say, change your shirt? Is that what
you're saying? I would say, mijo, you don't change that. Uh-huh. If you change that, we're going to move into your house. Hola, Baltimore. Man, this is a great time for me. Listen, if you've ever liked the George Lopez show,
yeah,
you'll love my Bleacher Bum show in the morning. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, look at that.
What?
A 52 share even while we were talking.
What about all those boxes of Alanis Morissette set records and all that Iggy Pop stuff?
What we're doing was we're having a big bonfire in the backyard. We were going to give them to some of the employees, but they were too depressed to take them.
Oh.
Give me a break! Wow, I love this whole format thing. It's great. And I just say I'm very proud, and I'd like to thank my good close friend, Mr. Hughes, for giving us all this great opportunity. And, you know, for those people that got fired.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say, if they want to call me and talk to me personally,
uh-huh,
I'd chase away their blues. The bonfire will cook hot tamales tonight, mi amigo.
Thank you, George.
Amigo Don, great talking to you.
There you go, from 99.1 HFS.
Yeah, the big news here in Washington, that's what happened today.
They changed their format. They went Spanish today. They really did.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, a lot of people said that today.
Nobody listened. You know, that's the amazing thing. Not a soul listened to that goddamn radio station until word gets out today that they switched.
Now they're upset.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to read things about that, too, where you're going to talk about the great... Well, they didn't support it when it was there. Right?
Yeah, with the radio station. The radio station did mean a lot to people 20, 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, 25 years ago, Donnie and Marie Osmond meant a lot to people as well.
I really had no idea your wife worked there. That's kind of cool.
She did.
Wow.
She
ran in.
What was her job title? That she
said news director.
Yeah, right. But she was really, you know what I mean? She's a mascot for the station. That's what she was. She was a mascot.
I don't think she was a mascot. Your first radio job?
Yeah, she was a mascot. She didn't have a costume. She was the mascot for the radio station. I think both she and Marilyn were both mascots at that time.
Really?
Without costumes.
We should call Weasel.
Hey, how are you? Weasel playing rock and roll.
Mike, was Abraham Lincoln queer?
I'd say no. I don't think he was.
Okay, the guy's coming on the show, not today, but the book, which we got an exclusive early copy of, The Intimate World of Abraham Lincoln.
I think you've got a mascot call coming in.
Hello.
I think it's for you.
Hello.
I thought you were shopping.
How dare you denigrate my career?
I thought you were shopping. I'm kidding.
I was news and public affairs director, as a matter of fact.
Both.
And mascot.
Somewhere I have tapes of my public affairs shows. And if you think my radio show in college was funny, you should hear that.
Hey, is this permission for me to play that tape of you at the college radio station?
You've already played. What did you ask my permission when you played it before?
I have not. I swear to God, baby, I've not played that since you told me not to. It might have played on Best Of, but I've not played it.
You played it with total disregard to my feelings before. So you can go ahead. But you know what? I've got a movie camera too.
That's as fast as I've ever seen Rob run.
Baby, you don't get it. You think I've played that tape? I promise you, I haven't. And I feel so strongly about that promise that tape's not even in the studio. Rob's got it hidden in the other room. You got it?
It's actually on a reel. The raw tape. He just brought it in, but
right,
he never
got
find
it.
That
from WCCP. March 19th, 1977.
Sure, you can make fun of me. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, now, what's the fun? There's no fun in making fun when you put it like that.
No, go ahead and make fun of me. I mean, after all, I mean, it's hard to make fun of you just because as I'm doing my morning run today and talking about our teenage kids and comparing notes with other moms on the Xbox play in our house, I have to talk about my husband. There's nothing I can make fun of you about, so you go ahead and make fun of me.
Listen, I just mentioned you were a mascot at the radio station.
I wasn't a mascot. What have I been, a big joint? I wasn't a bad mascot.
Incidentally, that was in the old days.
That was the best mascot.
A big fatty.
That's pretty good.
A big doobie.
All right, baby. I'm just kidding you. But really, do I have your permission to play this tape tomorrow? Hey, that's gold, Jerry. That's gold. All right, thanks, baby.
All right, goodbye, sweetie.
All right, goodbye. I thought she was shopping. Is Abraham Lincoln queer? The book, The Intimate World of Abraham Lincoln. Was he gay or not?
Mm-hmm.
There are critics, but there's a lot of evidence. They say the evidence can be circumstantial. Or it can be real, depending on how you interpret these facts about Abe Lincoln. In 1862, a bodyguard who joined Abe at the president's summer retreat would sleep in his bed when Mrs. Lincoln was away. He even borrowed Abe's nightshirts from time to time.
Better than not borrow.
Well, right there, I mean, if that's documented, that would seem very abnormal. And I don't mean abnormal for a heterosexual. They didn't have heat, though.
Also in 1862, Billy Green and Abe Lincoln.
Since we're doing this investigative report, would that have been something in the era that was kind of traditional, that people slept together to preserve heat?
Well, now,
as I recall, yeah.
I'm asking Buzz, of course.
He was there.
I was there. Yeah. Buzz was there.
You did volunteer the heat.
Yes.
Billy Green, another man in 1862 and Abe Lincoln, shared a short cot many nights. Because Lincoln was 6'4", he was forced to sleep jackknifed, a position that promoted sexual intimacy.
Wow.
Also, in 1861, Abe Lincoln shared a room and his bed for 4 years with his friend Joshua Speed. Also, Lincoln agreed to marry a sister of a friend, but when she made a return visit after a three-year absence, Abe Lincoln lacked a certain heterosexual enthusiasm.
Oh.
Abe Lincoln's marriage wasn't happy because Mary Todd felt that she was getting less than what he had to offer.
See, when they use that kind of talk, you know, it damages the credibility. Hey.
And then they mention, not as an aside to if he is gay or not, and I know we've had this on the show before, he claims that Mary Todd physically abused Abe Lincoln, and that she would beat him with firewood and chase him around the house with a knife. It seems possible to them that the reason that she would beat him up with firewood and chase him with a knife was because he didn't like her in the bedroom. He liked these other guys that he would spend time with.
Man, the greatest president.
That's right.
How about that?
Queer.
Now we have the log cabin Republican.
Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. This guy's coming on the show. I love the fact that the guy contacted us, and it's a real book. What's the? It's a free press, so it's a real publisher.
Well, I mean, I got a million questions for this guy. This will be fascinating.
The guy apparently has an answer for everything, and he's going to say when you say, well, like Buzz says, you know, guys slept together because it was cold.
It was cold.
I'm sure.
Well, I'll be interested to see how he did his research. I'd like to know where he got this information, and you know, I mean, it's certainly not in a lot of history books. Abe went into the jackknife position as he slept with his bodyguard.
Yeah. 6'4", size 14 shoes.
Oh, Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah. And he claims that our 16th president was a flaming homosexual.
Wow.
How about that?
I think this will be a fascinating interview.
And what was that thing you read about, his voice again?
Oh, very high, very nasally.
Yeah. When you come to bed.
Because you think of, like, Hal Holbrook, who has played Lincoln. That's the voice that we get in our head when we think about it.
But Rob's right.
You know, it's more like, I am here to free all men.
47 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the movies, Gregory Peck, I believe, right? Played
Yeah,
Abe
he
Lincoln.
Was another guy.
Yeah, but, you know.
Save
him. We've got him. The boy.
The boy.
Save the boy.
But in real life, it was like this.
It was more like
hey, lady.
Sleep in a jackknife, Mr. President?
Of course I do. Come to bed. It's cold.
So anyway, is Abe Lincoln queer? I don't know.
Fascinating.
I don't know. I'll talk about it tonight on Xbox. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
We're moving on the inner loop of the Beltway, George Washington Parkway, all the way around into Montgomery County to the Northwest Branch. Wine lovers, great wine deals continue at World Market. This Saturday only, save 20% on all domestic Chardonnay and find great names like Kendall Jackson, La Crema, and many more. Drink responsibly. I'm Michelle Cruz on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 3FM.com.
Make sure you tune in Monday for a big announcement.
A huge announcement.
Oh, my wife's going to be salty. She's going to kill me.
You're right. Zippy announcement.
Don't listen on Monday.
Do not listen. Wink, wink.
The Junkies, mornings on 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
We hold two titles in this town. First, more diamonds than any place in Washington. Second, price. And not merely more diamonds. Finer diamonds, certified diamonds. Others may have a handful for you to see. We have 8,000 and over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats. The Charleston Alexander price is our importer's price, usually about half. We go to the diamond cutting centers of the world to get it. There is no other way. Price is a big title to hold. When it comes to diamonds, price matters. And if there was a third title for loving diamonds, we'd hold that too. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. If you're looking for a diamond, we're the hardest place not to go. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
The time is limited. The fun? That's a whole other story. It's the biggest Mazda's on the move sales event yet. For a limited time, get great savings on a huge selection of exhilarating to drive Mazdas, including a special $189 a month lease on the award-winning Mazda 3, the one that beat Honda Civic in an Edmunds.com comparison test. That's a 2006 Mazda 3i sedan with more room and more horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Sentra for just $189 a month for 39 months with $2389 due at lease signing after 500 MAP cash back. Plus, more great savings on lots of other thrilling Mazdas. These offers won't last long, so you'd better get on the move to your Washington, D.C. Mazda dealer for a test drive now. Based on comparison of horsepower and EPA total volume for 06 Mazda 3i, Nissan Sentra 1.8, Honda Civic LX, and Toyota Corolla LE. Cash due at lease signing includes first month payment and security deposit. Excludes taxes, title, and fees. Excludes touring models. Not all lessees will qualify for lowest payment through Mazda American Credit. Some payments higher, some lower based on residency and other factors. Taking retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See participating Mazda dealer for qualifications.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
On March 31st, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
You're tearing me apart!
Chicken's hardcore.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday, March 31st. Check out moviephone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their Slithermost secrets from the film.
At Bertucci's, our chefs have a passion for creating great Italian dishes from their favorite fresh ingredients, which is probably why our guests have their favorites too. Some simply enjoy a different dish every time, while others can't get enough of their own favorites, like the fettuccine with shrimp and peas, or the chicken marsala, chicken fillets sautéed with mushrooms and marsala wine. Bertucci's, what's not to love?
Enjoy Bertucci's winter specials before they're gone, like chicken marsala and rigatoni alla norma.
This is something special, and if you don't act soon, it'll be too late. Remember that great MTB deal? You know, when you buy a set of four Uniroyal AS6000 tires, you pay for just three, the fourth one's free? Any 13, 14, or 15-inch Uniroyal AS6000. Right, that deal. It's still the kind of deal you won't find every day, and there's just a few days left. Four tires for the price of three. That's a great savings. While you're at MTB, treat your car to a genuine Pennzoil oil change for just $15.99 plus shop and disposal fee. Come anytime. MTB is open early, open late, and open Sundays for your convenience. Buy four Uniroyal AS6000s. Pay for three. The fourth one's free. But Sunday is absolutely the last day for this sale. NTB. Tires in an hour or less. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE for the NTB nearest you. Gotta go.
This Sunday in the Washington Post, a big picture look at the local real estate market. The state of prices in every jurisdiction right down to your zip code. How high have prices soared in the past year, and are things slowing down? Perspectives from buyers, sellers, and experts. Get the details in the Post's annual Housing Outlook section, a Mega Real Estate Weekend special. Also Sunday, why is it that an ever-diminishing number of consumers are thinking American when it's time to buy a new car? Business. Then join us for a test of endurance in Finland, a search for dance partners in Cajun country, and a quest for harmonious balance in China in the spring travel issue of the magazine. And in the Sunday Source, the essentials for a well-stocked home bar, along with drink recipes to wow your guests. You'll find all this and much more, including TV Week, the Big Sunday Job section, and money-saving coupons in this Sunday's Washington Post.
This Sunday, live and only on pay-per-view, the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
Takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22, Sunday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
The following commercial is targeted exclusively to Ford truck buyers. Consumers seeking comparable offers from other manufacturers are, well, out of luck.
All right, now that we got that cleared up, here's a one-time offer for those of you actively seeking a Ford truck. Right now, Battlefield Ford in Manassas has brand-new 2006 Ford Rangers for just $99.99. No, that's not a speech impediment. Battlefield will actually sell Ford Rangers with automatic and AC for just $99.99. Now, that's a beast. Battlefield will also sell every F-Series pickup, every Explorer, even Ford Fusions for thousands below cost. Now, the folks at Battlefield love a good sale, but they're not crazy. So this offer will expire Friday, March 31st. This one's for you, Ford truck buyers. Brand new Ranger pickups, $99.99. Only at Battlefield Ford, off Route 28 on Mathis Avenue in Manassas.
Just announced. Open this Sunday, 11 a.m.
Plus tax, free $2.99 processing. Three at this price includes all incentives and military rebates. Some through SMCP. Does not reflect my unit cost.
I'm so glad you got tickets to this concert.
Yeah, definitely. These guys put on a killer show.
Great. Let's go.
Wait. It's just the opening band. Let's get a little stone first. It's crazy strong. Here you go.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and
We've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said... I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said...
Did I?
9.
Yes. 9. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's all right. Look, hey.
But you're upsetting me.
No. I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. It's all right. It's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
That's right. We want to get loaded because the weekend is here. Have a can of beer. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, for this Day of the Bodam, best of Don and Mike. So, let's get right back into it. Don hates cellular walkie-talkies. Let's find out why. It's the best of Don and Mike.
I'll tell you something else I hate.
What?
I hate cell phone walkie-talkies. Mike just mentioned during the break something about cell phone walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
I think they suck.
Why?
I was in a restaurant. I don't know, a couple weeks ago, my wife and some people.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than... Now, I understand if you've got a job and you're outside and you need to talk to somebody immediately.
Oh, yeah, used by workmen all the time.
Or if you're in the privacy of your own home or your car or whatever. But when you're in a restaurant with someone and you could just pick up the phone and use the phone part.
Right. Normally.
There are so many asses out there that have these walkie-talkie things that they need to show off.
Right.
So my wife and I were in a restaurant. Let me see. It pissed her more than it got me.
Oh, good. Well, the way I understand them is they're basically used so you don't have to go through, like, the dialing process and all that. I mean, you just press a button and you got the person right there.
Is that so tedious to press one spot? You can call.
It's a time saver.
When you were at the restaurant, were you enjoying all the free salad and breadsticks you wanted?
You know that's where I go, Rob.
Your family.
Stop it. Because when I enter the Olive Garden, I'm family.
Oh, family.
Hey, hi, baby.
I was talking with Carrie. This better be important. We were chatting.
Oh, God. That's always great when our wives talk. You know, they talk all the time, but I don't like to know that they talk when we don't know that they talk.
Yeah, lots of interesting information.
There you go. Hey, do you remember when you and I were in, I'll give him a plug, Tequila Mockingbird up in Ocean City? That's a great restaurant. And do you remember that ass at like 3 tables away with that walkie-talkie cell phone?
No, I don't. See, yeah. You are like a dog. You've got hypersensitive ears, and I think things bother you more.
No. See, you don't remember. Don't you remember that night we were having dinner, and you turned and you said, that is so rude and so obnoxious, because the guy was 3 tables away, and you hear him yelling to his walkie-talkie, hey, Bob, it's Fred. Can you hear me? And then you hear,
yeah, I hear you great. Where you at?
We're at Tequila Mockingbird. We got room.
That's really great. We're on 27th Street. We should be there in about a half an hour.
And I remember that you turned to me, you, Frida, my wife, and right. said, that is so rude.
You know, I think that's the night I had the backache, so I was having the fishbowl margarita.
That is true.
And I'm not clear on that, what exactly I was. I probably become more like you when I have a fishbowl margarita.
I'm telling you, that fishbowl margarita, mm-hmm. if you want a one-way trip to Drunkville, go to this place, Tequila Mockingbird.
Big is it?
It's fishbowl. More than big, it's potent.
Gummy worms in it.
Yeah, it's got gummy worms in it. It's it's fantastic.
Very cool.
Yeah, you were bombed that night, but never mind. You're of no use to me now. You can go talk to Carrie.
All righty. We were discussing the spending habits of our husband, so it was a little bit of a heated conversation.
Give her my best.
I know she spoke favorably of you.
Yes, I'm sure she has.
Yeah.
And you know what? Perhaps someday you and I can discuss her spending habits.
Oh, she is a good girl. All she's trying to do is close the children. I know that irritates you.
Yeah, have you ever seen the lighted Lucite map at Target that charts her whereabouts? It's a bat cave.
All right, baby. Will you go ahead and chat with Rob's wife? I just wish you would have remembered your hatred of that cell phone walkie-talkie, because I love it when we hate together.
It doesn't happen either, and I'm trying to become a nicer person.
I know you are. That's a bunch of crap, too. All right, I love you. I'll see you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
All right, bye, baby.
Right, well, so if I'm keeping track, the cell phone walkie-talkies that I was kind of excited about, you're against, and you're also against the Pirate Museum?
I'm not against it.
Okay.
And you're against our wives speaking.
That well, I am against.
Right. Fair enough.
I don't know if Pat Croce is going to come through with a free trip for us.
Well, I mean, he was talking about, ISDN lines at a restaurant that hasn't even been built yet.
I bet he does.
Yeah, anyway.
You think he'll come through, Buzz?
I do. He's that kind of guy. He's a terrier. He latches onto something and runs with it.
But do you want the cell phone walkie-talkie?
Now that you're mentioning that, I would be self-conscious if somebody was to page me on that in a restaurant type of setting. The way I like it is just immediate contact with people that also have those phones, as opposed to the speed dial, anything that can make it quicker, as you're cruising along. I would think it would be great for the car.
I was just going to say, how often would you use it in the car, though? Because it's like you're holding the thing up and you're screaming into it, and why not just hold the phone up to your ear?
All right.
No, listen, don't take it personally. It's not an attack.
No, I'm aware of the fact that there's no Santa Claus, and I'm not going to the Pirate Museum.
Mike,
no,
way to go. You said that before we could tell moms to turn their radios down.
Oh, now I've blown it, so blame me.
There you go, children.
That's terrible.
It's Mike O'Mara that did that, kids.
I tell you, if we were in Key West walking the streets, we could probably, use those kind of phones to communicate, because it's kind of a small town.
All the gays and all the homeless people.
You know, when I was down there, there was a gay presence, but it is not, it's not all the gays. It's not like, it's not like.
Yes, it is, Mike. It's all the gays.
Open your mind, Don.
All the gays. Mike, my mind is closed. That's the way I like it. Thank you, Rob.
No problem, I will, I'll tell you, if we do the show down there, I will do the broadcast in a pirate outfit.
Right.
At least, it depends. If we do one, I'll do it in the pirate. If we, but I won't do more than one. But I will do the show, and I will dress in full pirate regalia. I promise you that.
Okay.
All right?
But only if we go to Florida.
Only if we do the show from the Pirate Museum.
Okay.
Right.
We're still looking for Mary Roach clip from last night on American Idol.
I feel the earth move falling on my feet. I feel the sky come falling down. I feel my heart
Timberland. Yeah.
Thank you.
Baby.
What do you think he did?
Not too shabby.
She was the best, and she's from the D.C. area.
Wow.
And we're trying to get a hold of her. Oops. That business note probably means that Beth Ann is getting closer and closer.
Good.
We have had our spies calling in, checking on this girl.
And then, did you, early in the show, think she's legit, or do you think she might be a plant?
Here's the thing. I think that any of those people that acted up last night
could be plants.
Could be plants.
I agree.
And I don't mean plant in that they went in thinking, I'm going to do something and get on TV. Right. I think the weasels that produce American Idol
get them in there just to exploit them.
Like this girl, Mary Roach clip. They pull her aside maybe before the show.
Right.
They say, you are fantastic.
Yeah.
Go in and give it your all. We've already heard Simon loves you. You're great. Go belt it out, baby.
So the shock can be even more for them when they find out they suck.
I think so. I think they were set up. Hi, Joe.
Beth Ann's working on it, and we're very close to her.
Hey, good
That's
news.
Good. That's good news.
Eyes have been coming through.
Ah,
all right, good. Thank you, Joe. Let me see if I can fix this up. No way, these will sync together.
How do you think she did?
Not too shabby.
Anyway, as Mary Roach, and we are looking for her. We want to get her on the show as a guest.
That was a good clip.
She's fantastic.
It was a Roach clip.
Todd, hello, Todd.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, we're doing very well. Thank you, Todd.
I was just saying that I've had it. Those phones are called Nextels, and they're really good for business. But you can turn that off, and you can talk on it like a regular phone, still using that walkie-talkie.
Well, of course you can. Oh, that's great. So, then what possible need would you have?
It'd be an idiot not to, yeah.
Talkless idiot.
So the guy in the restaurant had no need to use the feature like that. Use the walkie-talkie.
Right, but, and
let alone do you want everyone hearing what you're saying. You
right.
know?
Well, see, the thing is, I've been in other situations as well where I've seen guys using them, and guys are using them just because... There are walkie-talkies
right.
that go coast to coast.
I see a lot of workmen that use them. And
yeah, a lot of workmen.
Like I said,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Right.
I mean, not that that's cool. Like, I admire it. I mean, I
okay.
approve of that. Yeah. That's okay.
I hate it. I never use it in public like that.
You're a smart man. Thank
but
you.
But that's very cool if you can use the walkie-talkie feature like a regular phone.
Yeah.
Now I'm excited.
But I don't get it. Because if given the opportunity, if somebody said to me, you can call anybody in the country, and here you go, you can either use a walkie-talkie or a cell phone.
Right.
I would choose a cell phone every time.
But wouldn't you like to just point a button and go, Frida?
No. Many times I need the dial-up time to get up the courage
That's
to talk to her.
Too accessible. Yeah.
And also, the great
thing... You have
thing,
to compose your thoughts.
Uh-huh. The great thing about a cell phone is a lot of times when I'm on the phone with my wife,
yes.
It's a race to see how fast I can get her off the telephone.
Right.
And I enjoy when we're done, when I hang up the phone,
mm-hmm.
it's, call ended 29 seconds.
Right.
I hang up the phone and go... Sweet, a nice,
a new record.
Kept it under 30 seconds.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I think that as long as you wouldn't be being obnoxious with it,
right.
it might be kind of fun.
Well, go get one then.
I don't have that service. I don't have Nextel.
Oh, go get it. Have your girlfriend sign up for it.
I don't. I like my cellular service. That's why I was talking about the merge of my service and Nextel.
You two could both get those walkie-talkie phones, and you could communicate during the show.
Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing over there?
Hold on, here's the hotline. Hello?
I did not realize you felt that way.
Felt what way?
That you're trying to get me off the phone as quickly as possible. And here I am making your favorite dinner.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, talk to you later.
He's trying to do it. That's a joke.
Come on, I know you just fought it. She hung up on me.
All right. How long was that?
17 seconds.
Hey.
Not that I was counting, Mike. 17 seconds.
What's your favorite dinner? I'm just curious. I know the listeners are.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she's making your favorite dinner. What would that be in your new healthy lifestyle?
My wife's heart.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. It's a cream of Be Quiet. No, it's got to be Shake and Bake. Really, that's uh-huh. not the fake
that
answer.
That was very good.
Shake and Bake, Shake and
Bake. Dream of Be Quiet.
With a side of my wife's heart. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don.
A little chewy. It's a little chewy. Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. The greatest thing about the walkie-talkie feature is you don't have to carry on a whole conversation with somebody. You can talk, say what you need to say, and then disappear.
So you can make
fantastic Houdini.
Hey, did you get the bread? Yeah, I got the bread.
That's it. Hello, Dave, Don and Mike show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
The other cool thing about the walkie-talkie feature is it's unlimited. It doesn't count towards your cell phone minutes. You can use it as long as you want.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Best part about the next cell
feature. The two words that come to mind when I think of you are easily persuaded. And they'll give you a $1,000 bonus. Like I care.
Hello, Lou.
Hello.
Yes, Lou.
Lou. best part about the Nextel feature is, you know, when you get the period where your wife is talking like the features from Charlie.
My wife doesn't get that anymore.
She doesn't get that anymore.
Period.
Well, you can say whatever you want, and she can't hear you when you're not pushing the button.
Correct. Listen, dude, I can do that on my regular phone. Just hit the mute button. Right? I mean, isn't that what the guy's saying? Like, if I wanted to say something, I could hit the mute button and no one would hear me?
Yeah, but...
You know, I remember when I was talking to a guy, I was talking to a plumber who was his boss. He was in the bar, and the boss was calling him, and he was doing that. And he's like, yeah, so the boss calls in and goes, hey, Tommy, where are you? He said, I'm just about 15 minutes away from the site. And we go, the guy thinks I'm at a job. And meanwhile, the guy's talking to him. Now I remember that. That is a good feature, I guess.
Hello, here's Jen. Hi, Jen. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, thank you.
Good. I was just calling because the other service, Sprint, just came out with a walkie-talkie phone, too.
Oh, it did?
Fair enough.
Okay, well, that might be because of the merger.
I just got it last week.
They're all merging. I'm not minded.
I know that on my Singular and AT&T, they're the ones that merged. That's my merger. What's yours?
Mine's Sprint.
Sprint with Nextel, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
With Nextel, yeah.
Yeah, but that's why they got the walkie-talkie.
That's right, because the new company we call Sextel.
All right, Liz.
Yes, we know where your mind is.
Thank you,
what?
Jen.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Didn't have any time for today.
What?
With this, just give me 1 second. You got the cheat sheet on that?
Isn't it in the
grid? Yeah, let's see it. Don't know what we have Larry King a whole hour with Wayne Newton left.
Wayne Newton, who has turned into a Muppet, a wax dummy.
Let me just see what.
That's his intro to his Vegas show.
King of Las Vegas.
These little town blues. That's Wayne, too?
Wayne Newton, yeah, thank you.
You know, I wish I had the grid that tells me what cut is what.
Appropriately enough, we are in New York tonight.
Raising our buns off.
New York is freezing, New York. Let me tell you this. You look up cold, you get a picture of New York. New York tonight, I guess.
Let me just tease you with one of these.
I'm cold. Welch's purple grape juice.
All right, you look at this. You listen to this. Which one should we tease this with?
Oh, my God. It's so easy to choose.
We'll listen to this entire tape tomorrow.
So you ever have a bad night?
Oh, sure.
You do?
Absolutely.
Does the audience know it?
No. No, I hope not. The truth of the matter is that I don't think that there's any honest to God professional that, number one, whether or not they know it, I know it. So when I come off stage, if I've done a bad show or had a bad night, the fact that everybody was standing at the end or three or four times during the show means nothing to me. I know I could have done a better show.
Three or four times during the show.
Hi, Wayne.
When I'm doing my show at the Sands.
The multi-talented Wayne Newton has lost about 30 pounds, right? Never looked better.
Thank you. I never felt better.
Feel better, too, right?
Oh, boy.
You dropped the mustache?
Well, actually, I shaved that off about 10, 12 years ago when I realized that I had become a caricature of myself. Somebody handed me a T-shirt that they had made, and it just had two eyes and the eyebrows and the mustache, and you knew who it was. And I thought, it's time that this goes.
You were very good Ocean's 11.
Thank you. I loved it.
Who knew he was it?
And,
you know what he was in Ocean's?
What did he do?
He was in the scene.
He was in
the boxing match. Yeah, he didn't even have. He did not even have a line in the movie.
Well, he had the same size role as Angie Dickinson.
Larry can relate to that. You know, Larry's been in a lot of those movies.
He should have done more acting.
Actually, I've done a lot. I would love to do more. And it's really nice to go out and be somebody else for a change.
Shut up.
And you know, I've spent my whole life being Wayne.
Was it plus or minus being a child in the business?
I don't really know, because the business is the only thing I've ever known. I was 4 years old.
And he, last night, looked as waxy as a man can look.
He's like a man Joan Rivers. He really is Wayne Newton.
You know, it's one thing when ladies have the plastic surgery. It's another thing when a guy does it.
Agreed. Yeah, he looks just too plasticky, shiny.
It's crazy.
Well, Mike, your Wayne is great, but have you noticed that he's got a little more of this.
What he's doing is what you might be noticing, Don, as I studied this last night, is moving his mouth around and trying to position it so that you can't tell that half of his face has
Well, it's been pulled behind his neck.
And Rob, what is that? What is that website that has his house with his horses?
Oh, you mean Shenandoah?
My Arabian Stallions.
What's is it?
I think it's WayneNewton.com.
It's Casa de Shenandoah.
And what I think is really nice is that he lets the guinea hens roam free.
The guinea hens, I have got some of the finest in the world.
Tomorrow we'll devote an entire break to this.
And I have to say, after watching that, Mike has it so now, because that's not the onstage Wayne. That's the sincere Wayne.
Yes, this is sincere Wayne. And even if the audience has given me a standing ovation or three times during the show, I know it's bad.
What the hell was that cut?
Babyface.
Swanee.
Is it Swanee?
It was Swanee.
I forgot.
He's the worst.
I forgot, but I love your show.
Do you?
I think you do a great job.
Do you still have your array of horses?
Yes, sir. I have about 80 head.
Arabians?
80 head of Arabians.
As just a collector, they don't make money, do they?
Well, actually, we're hoping one day that they will, but... my two loves in life were horses and music, or music and horses, and I couldn't decide which I loved first, but I can tell you which afforded the other.
That would be music.
What a phony ass.
Yeah, I am, and I thank you. I thank you, my friend.
Wayneyack.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
Making that trip west on 66, watch out for a slow commute. We're starting the delays now near 123. Those delays take you off and on into Gainesville. Looking for a new job? Well, check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post is the local expert on local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
3FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Try to get this straight. The HD and HD Digital Radio doesn't stand for hot damn, hippy dippy, or handy dandy. It stands for high definition. That means brilliant digital sound. And new free stations from your favorite local radio stations. HD Radio. The revolution has begun. A diggity.
If Farish Pontiac GMC is going to live up to the Farish name, then it has to step up to the Farish level of service. Oh, hey, guess what? Farish Pontiac GMC just stepped up with a fresh new management team focused on service done right. That includes a free shuttle, free inspections, and oil changes for life. Service to match the Farish standard. Farish Pontiac GMC on Lee Highway in Fairfax. And in case you're wondering, you'll still find the right price at Farish Pontiac GMC. All the biggest GM incentives, and prices have just been cut by as much as $2,000 on all the 07s, which means you could be driving that new Yukon Denali after all. Just talk to the new sheriff in town, General Manager Louis Costello, a GM veteran here for over a dozen years. At Farish Pontiac GMC, just off Main Street on Lee Highway in the heart of Fairfax. Dedicated to service now more than ever, Farish Pontiac GMC still has the price. Enjoy the change. Farish Pontiac GMC.
If you're looking for a small SUV, why not get a great deal on the one voted best small SUV, the Subaru Forester? Right now, during the Subaru All-Wheel Deal sales event, get $2,000 customer cash or 0% APR financing on the 2006 Subaru Forester 2.5X with confidence-enhancing all-wheel drive. That's $2,000 customer cash or 0% financing on the Subaru Forester. Car and driver's best small SUV for the third year running. Better than the Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, and Saturn View. So hurry in for the Subaru Forester. The all-wheel deal sales event ends soon, and you must take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st. A great deal on the best small SUV. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Every day is a winding road.
To find your local dealer, visit Subaru.com. Think, feel, drive. Subaru.
$2,000 customer cash available on Forester 2.5X may not be combined with any other incentives. Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Length of contract is limited. Subject to credit, insurance approval, and vehicle availability. See participating dealer for details.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a hold-up.
Bank robbery. Are you the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Critics are saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
We gotta step back and look at this thing from a distance.
Inside Man delivers the goods. A cool, captivating cat-and-mouse game. Perfectly played.
What's up, Detective? There are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
You want me to do something unethical? Just when you think you've figured it out, you haven't. Rolling Stone says, Inside Man has pulsating excitement. The suspense crackles, the acting sizzles, and the script keeps tossing surprises like grenades.
They bugged us! Keep your men back!
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man, directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing in theaters everywhere.
Welcome to Singular.
Hello. I'm looking for a gift for my wife. How much are your Razor phones?
Well, for a limited time, they're only $49.99.
Sorry, I'm talking about the ultra-thin Razor phone.
Razor phones are available at Singular, and for a limited time only, they're just
$49.99. $49. No, okay. Razor, it's got a camera phone, Bluetooth-enabled.
$49.99.
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Hey, Steve, want to know how much razors are at Singular? Tell him.
$49.99?
Woo! Steve, you gotta get here!
Come in now for our lowest prices ever on the ultra-thin Motorola black, silver, or pink razor phones. Now for only $49.99 after mail-in rebate cards. Hurry, this low price won't last long. Singular, raising the bar.
Some restrictions apply. 2-year service agreement required. Price before $100 and mail-in rebate cards is $149.99. See store for details.
It's the biggest theatrical event since 937 A.D. Monty Python's Spamalot, the new musical lovingly ripped off from the film classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail, is coming to D.C. The 2005 Tony Award-winning Best Musical rides into the National Theater this June, but this engagement is strictly limited. There will be just 5 weeks of performances, only 29 days of bliss, a mere 39 chances to join King Arthur and his knights as their quest for the Grail brings them to Washington and face-to-face with cows, coconuts, killer rabbits, and French people. Monty Python's Spamalot will be at the National Theater June 6th through July 9th, but tickets are on sale now. Call 800-447-7400 or visit telecharge.com today for your tickets to Monty Python's Spamalot.
Anytime you come into Bertucci's, it's all about eating well. And that's never more true than when you're ordering from our winter specials menu. Here, it's all about taste and an openness where each recipe is infused with passion, imagination, and creativity. Winter favorites like shrimp fra diavolo with linguine and our spicy marinara sauce. That's why people who eat here eat well. Bertucci's. What's not to love?
Enjoy Bertucci's winter specials before they're gone, like chicken marsala and rigatoni alla norma.
The time is limited. The fun? That's a whole other story. It's the biggest Mazda's on the move sales event yet. For a limited time, get great savings on a huge selection of exhilarating to drive Mazdas, including a special $189 a month lease on the award-winning Mazda 3, the one that beat Honda Civic in an Edmunds.com comparison test. That's a 2006 Mazda 3i sedan with more room and more horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Sentra for just $189 a month for 39 months with $2389 due at lease signing after $500 max cash back. Plus, more great savings on lots of other thrilling Mazdas. These offers won't last long, so you'd better get on the move to your Washington, D.C. Mazda dealer for a test drive now. Based on comparison of horsepower and EPA total volume for 06 Mazda 3i, Nissan Sentra 1.8, Honda Civic LX, and Toyota Corolla LE. Cash due at lease signing includes first month payment and security deposit. Includes taxes, title, and fees. Excludes touring models. Not all lessees will qualify for lowest payment through Mazda American Credit. Some payments higher, some lower based on residency and other factors. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See participating Mazda dealer for qualifications.
Review. The greatest spectacle in sports entertainment history goes big time.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
For the first time ever, John Cena takes on the game Triple H for the WWE Championship.
At WrestleMania, the King of Kings goes back on his throne.
World Heavyweight Champion Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, and Rey Mysterio clash in a triple threat match.
For the World Heavyweight Championship!
Takes on Shawn Michaels. Mick Foley battles Edge in a hardcore match. And The Undertaker puts his 13-0 WrestleMania record on the line against Mark Henry in a casket match.
This is WrestleMania!
WrestleMania. Live.
live Sunday, April 2nd on pay-per-view. For details, go to WrestleMania.com.
Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22, Sunday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. Only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Order WWE WrestleMania 22 today.
Maybe you need a little incentive. Maybe the thing standing between you and the vehicle you really want is a lack of incentive. Farish of Fairfax can fix that. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle. Oh yeah, they've got incentives. And they've got Jeeps. Lots of Jeeps. Your Jeep. Wranglers, Liberties, Commanders, and Grand Cherokees. Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has the most Jeeps. 300 Jeeps ready to roll. Farish is the number one Jeep dealer in 5 states for the first time ever. They like to hang on to that. This is called incentive. And for you, Farish Jeep at Fairfax Circle has too many incentives to list. Put it this way, 0% for 60 months is back, and there's cash back on top of that for qualified buyers. And for the military and the finest and the bravest, an extra $500 back. Farish Jeep, 3 locations, Fairfax Circle, 4farish.com, or in the dictionary under the word incentive. Farish Jeep.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion.
The Don and Mike Show. WKOK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is it, the memo? The ideas contained in that memo are not my ideas, Hank. I do not happen to think we need a younger sidekick.
Thank you.
What is that?
What do you mean this?
Yeah.
You mean the earring?
The earring.
Well, I've had this. I've had this for, oh, golly, some time now.
That you've gotten an earring to make yourself look younger.
Oh, no.
Oh. What have you done to your nipples?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. No. Come on, let me see. Sit down. Sit down. Hank.
What's wrong?
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Hank. What? Look that way. Look that way. Look up.
Right.
Look down.
Right.
Does that loosen you up? How's that feel?
Good.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Does this hurt?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Where'd you get this done, Hank?
Well,
you know, was it in a sterile environment? Look that way.
Yeah.
Boy, very swollen and reddish, Hank.
Really?
And the left ear is the gay ear, by the way. Do you know that?
It is.
Uh-huh. And when you wear it low on the lobe like that, Hank, it means you're catching, not pitching. You know, I had a friend who was allergic to base metal, got a really bad infection, lost about 90% of his hearing. Oh, yeah. Hank, that looks very pussy. What kind of metal did they use, do you know?
I gotta go.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Hank,
yeah.
I like it. Hank, keep it.
Yeah, keep it.
Yeah.
All right.
Boy, oh boy. Don't hide it.
Right.
Be proud, catching, not pitching.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. And for all the updates on all things Don and Mike, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can also visit the store and buy hats and lotions and, I don't know, marital aids. Anyway, I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine, fine Friday afternoon. It's still cold over here on the East Coast. Hope the weather's better where you are today, listening to the best of Don and Mike. And now, without further ado, it's time for the Friday favorite. Bingo!
Somebody better tell the junkies that all the equipment's still as bad as when they were here before. Someone bring some new equipment with them. Oh, I know, it's time for low-budget Jeopardy. And what'd you say? This guy is hot as a firecracker.
Wow. Hi, how are you? Here I am.
It's great to be here. Did he catch the ratings? Hey, Regis.
I've got a surprise for you.
What, Regis?
I brought someone down from New York that actually does not want to speak.
Oh.
He'll be mute. Like the guy who's the teller.
Penn and Teller,
you know,
yeah.
Teller of the Fabulous Magicians.
Yes.
That do the show.
Right.
But I brought Gelman with me, and if you wouldn't mind, I'd like him to come into the studio and sit.
Okay. Let's bring Michael Gelman into the studio.
All right, come on in, Gelman.
Next to Regis.
There he is. Make yourself comfortable right over here.
Regis Philbin.
He said he doesn't want to talk.
Okay.
At all. He'll nod or he'll shake his head. He's quiet, just like Harpo. It's great. There you go. Sit right over there.
All right, this will be over shortly.
That's good. How are you, my friend? Did you catch me on the New Year's ball dropping thing? Dick Clark took ill.
Yeah.
I wish him a very speedy recovery. But I was the one. I was the guy that up there, I got everybody to get into it. Mm-hmm. It was a little stale, don't you think? I gave a little shot in the arm.
Why is Gelman weeping?
He's not weeping. It was the wind. We had the window down, and he is like a dog. He had his head out the window.
Now, you're not crying, are you?
Now, you're not going to allow him to speak.
No, he won't. He won't talk.
He's here in the studio with us.
That's odd.
He won't talk. He won't talk, will you?
I just heard him.
He said no. He doesn't want to talk.
Now, you don't want to say anything.
Now, why is he?
He said he'll talk to you, but it won't be on microphone.
Why are you just wearing a wife beater? I can be don't have a long sleeve button down shirt on.
Because I feel comfortable. Any other questions? I feel comfortable.
When did you hone and refine this new impression?
Mama's the word. Mama's the word.
Michael.
I don't want to talk on it. I really don't want to talk on it, Michael.
How come Regis has you just dressed in a wife beater?
This is what I chose to wear. All right? What I chose to wear.
Come on, now stop picking on him, will you, please?
Why does it appear that he's bleeding?
Oh, my God, he is.
No, the front of his shirt.
We need a tourniquet.
I mean, by his nipple. Yeah. Is his nipple pierced or something?
Well, yes, it is. All right, I'll tell you the truth. If you'd like to know the real story, I can give it to you. Michael, I need him to step out of the room. Please.
Okay.
Step out of the room, please.
All right, Mike.
I'll tell you the whole... No, you'll understand. It'll be fine.
He can sit there.
I don't want
to. Concerned.
He's leaving right now. There you go. Go outside the fake door. All right. He doesn't clot very well. All right, there he goes. All right, clean that up. All right, can I tell you the story?
About his bloody
shirt? First of all, am I the hottest thing in show business, right?
Yes.
Who's the hottest thing in show business? It's me, Regis Philbin.
You are, old man.
I'm very happy to be here, and fine. But I'll tell you the story. Gelman has two pierced nipples.
Wow.
And occasionally, playfully, I'll take my total little pinky, and I'll jam it down into his hoop that he's got. And today, in the car coming over with the window rolled down, I got a little overzealous. And what happened was Michael leaned back a little too quickly, and I tugged on it. And I think there's a slight tear in the nipple that's causing him some distress. All right? And what's frustrating me is that the wound refuses to knit. And we're having a real tough time. Yeah. So I sent him away, and hopefully, do you have a nurse like we do on the live?
Oh, we have Beth Ann McBride.
Will she be able to patch him up?
Yeah. She's highly efficient.
I think perhaps all he needs is some petroleum jelly and a butterfly bandage. I think he'll do just fine there. But he bleeds. He's a bleeder.
Mm.
He always has been. I normally like to give him those Band-Aids that you get in the drugstore. You know, we get them at the drugstore at Duane Reade.
Right.
The ones that have the little Scooby-Doos on them. Because the colors take the pain away. All right?
Do they?
Yes, I did. I'll tell you, one day he was cutting cabbage. We were making coleslaw, and he cut his finger, and I had to super glue it.
Wow.
He doesn't clot at all.
He had to super glue his
But he's a good guy, and he was part of my New Year's celebration. Unfortunately, Joy was unable to be with me on that particular time.
That's your wife. She's on the show sometimes, Joy Philbin.
Yes, whatever. She's all right. But Michael and I were down at Times Square, and it couldn't have been better. We were up there with all the great people that were there to come down and you know, see the fine.
So you took the gig away from Dick Clark.
I didn't take it away.
That's got to be a plead in your case.
Listen, Buster, let me make it clear to you.
What?
There's nothing that I'd rather have than Dick Clark back. What's that, baby, huh? He's hot, too. He'll be back feeling better than ever. Yeah, when they called me, they said he's had a stroke. You know, can you step in? And I said I'd be there for anybody.
Got
That's
it.
Why I'm the hottest working man in showbiz.
Let's be honest for a second.
Right.
Are you hoping for Dick Clark's death?
Of course not.
You
That's
want
a horrible thing. Now, you're a horrible man for saying that.
But you want
Even
the gig.
Even to suggest that.
But you want the gig.
Of course.
God forbid.
I'd love to have it permanently until I die.
Let him die.
No, he's not going to die. He's going to live forever. He's America's teenager.
Let him die of natural causes.
It's a little bump in the road. It's a little stroke in the road.
Hold on, that's all it is. Got a note from the back room. Beth Ann sends this note. Michael Kelman has fallen and he's babbling.
He gets lightheaded when he loses blood.
Oh.
That's the problem, but he's going to be fine. And we had, I'll tell you, we had the greatest New Year's Eve and into New Year's Day that I've ever had.
How did you ring in 05?
After we got done, we had a separate show, because the bottom line is, when you're a performer, like I am, you got to perform for the people.
Yeah.
And you really can't enjoy the moment and share the moment with those people that are close to you. And so what I did was, I said, here's what we'll do. An hour after the ball drops, we'll go back to my place, my New York apartment that I have. I also have a house in the country in Connecticut. We'll go back to my New York apartment, and what we'll do is we'll have our own New Year's celebration. We'll watch the videotape of me with the ball dropping,
and then we'll
celebrate the New Year. Michael, of course, who's married, his wife was not in attendance either. So it was just Michael and myself and a bottle of delightful champagne, and we counted down the moments, and then, of course, kissed. It was a wonderful moment. I really enjoyed that.
Did you hear a story that we had yesterday with an author we're going to have on the show about a theory that Abe Lincoln was gay?
A theory about, oh, no, that's not true.
No?
That's the greatest living president. What are you talking about?
He's not living. He's dead.
He's dead?
Abe Lincoln is dead.
Oh, what a shocker that is. I'm real sorry about that. I misspoke. I've been having a little series of, they call them a little mental departures, where I don't get with the program.
You're having senior moments?
Just senior moments. I understand that Abe Lincoln slept jackknifed. Is that true?
That's
you know, as I've slept that way for years, the way that one sleeps is in a scissor position, jackknifed and a scissor, that facilitates activity that would be comfortable, like cuddling.
Right.
Like heavy cuddling.
Spooning.
Are you familiar with heavy cuddling?
Petting, yes.
And heavy spooning?
Yes.
That's what we call it.
Huh.
Michael and I.
You spooning,
it's heavy
spooning.
Well, it also promotes warmth.
Sure.
When you're with somebody and you do heavy spooning.
I think that's what Abe Lincoln used to use as his kind of catch-all.
I'd like to point something out to you, Don Geronimo.
What's that?
This is important to point out to all your listeners, that making sweet love to men doesn't make you gay. All right?
Really?
You can label everybody's gay nowadays. Everybody's gay. You can't get away from it. You know, if you kiss a man on the mouth and you give him a little bit of tongue, you're gay. I tell you, it's really...
You're not gay.
I am not gay.
You are
never
not
have
gay.
I been gay. I know you like to talk about that. I enjoy Michael's company. Occasionally, we've slept in the same bed.
When's the last time that you were with your wife, Joy, your beautiful wife, in the biblical sense?
Oh, the biblical stuff.
I'm cleaning it up for radio. That was
you're talking
time.
About. You're talking about having a normal relationship.
Man on woman.
Right.
Or woman on man.
You're talking about sex.
Yeah, although we don't do a dirty show anymore.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm cleaning it up. When's the last time that you were with Joy?
1967.
Wow.
The same year. What was the year?
I don't know if Michael Gelman was born in 1967.
He was not.
He
most definitely was. He's a young man.
Huh.
Let me see. I think 1967. And it was a Friday afternoon, and Joy had just come in from running. She was ahead of the curve on that one. She was a jogger before jogging was fashionable.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
And that's the last time.
Yes, Joey Bishop watched us make...
make love?
Joey Bishop watched us make the beast.
You watched you what?
Joey Bishop.
Joey
what?
Bishop. He made you...
Joey Bishop watched us make the beast. That's the way we used to call it.
Never heard
That's
that.
The way Bishop referred to it. He said, listen, she's a beautiful lady. Look at her. Why don't you make the beast in front of me? And so we went ahead and did that.
Huh.
He said he'd scream, and he'd say, I had a special chair for Joey Bishop that would be in the corner.
For him to watch.
And it was a leather chair with a little ottoman, and he'd sit there, relax, and he said, go tackle the beast with two backs. And I would, because I'd do whatever Bishop wanted me to do. That's why, at the time, I was America's number one sidekick.
Right.
You were. Right.
Bishop had a lot of slang. A lot of crazy, crazy slang.
Joey Bishop, really?
Yeah, he'd always say, when he'd have a really beautiful showgirl, he'd say, kiss the mints. I never knew what it meant, but he showed me one time. He'd say, kiss the mints. Joey.
What about Joey?
Joey Bishop.
What about him?
I could go on and on.
Why don't you?
He would wear...
You would wear what?
The smallest sunglasses you ever saw.
Why?
I'm not quite sure. But he'd sit there, and he was a great guy, and he'd wear a seersucker suit with no tie, and have tiny little sunglasses, and say, after you kiss the mints, Tackle the beast.
So what type of response
did you get? He always had the slang.
What type of response did you get from ABC after you got these great ratings for the Dick Clark show?
They know that I'm the franchise player. Mm. You understand what I'm talking about? They know that Regis is the kid. The kid is back. First it was Millionaire. They don't need that Meredith Viagra. She's not going to be hot on that show. Mm. The guy is the kid, Regis Philbin. He's the one that does. But I can't stop thinking today. I'm having a nostalgia day.
By Regis.
I'm having a Joey Bishop day.
What are you thinking about Joey now? What are you thinking about Joey?
Can I reminisce a little bit more?
Sure.
He'd be in the apartment with me and Joy, and he'd cheer me. He'd say, go, Regis. Get British.
Get British.
I didn't understand all this slang, but when Bishop told you to get British,
you got British.
You better have everything fall to the floor, and it better happen within 5 seconds. Well, you were a dead man. He had a temper on him. He had a hot temper.
So that's the last time you were with Joy in 1967.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it was 67, and Bishop was using his slang, and we were having, those were great days. And those are the best days I could ever remember. After every show, we'd all go down to Sardi's, and we'd have a delicious meal, and then Joey would go treat us all to a night on the town. We'd walk into different clubs where the girls were performing.
Michael Gelman is unconscious.
Oh, he is.
In the other room. I've just been told he's unconscious and he's oozing.
He'll be fine. He passes out. He's very lightheaded. Mm. I'll give him a little mouth-to-mouth. He'll be back in no time. He's a wonderful kid.
How do you keep the charade going on the Regis and Kelly show?
What charade? What are you talking about?
When you come on the Regis and
Kelly
show...
You're attacking me. You're a starter. Don't do that.
You come out. You talk about where you went to dinner the night before with your wife, Joy.
I can tell you the truth about Joy.
Okay.
She's a wonderful businesswoman.
Ah.
That's all I have to say.
Oh, it's one of those relationships.
That's right.
What else, Reed?
She was fond of Joey Bishop, too. They'd both have a martini together. And then Bishop would lean back, laugh out loud, and say, quick tuna! And she knew what that meant. And that was my cue to go back to the TV set, to the hi-fi, and change the record.
Oh.
It was craziness. You know, Joey Bishop was a great American and a great performer who doesn't get the credit that he deserves. And God rest his soul, he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
And he was there the last time you were with Joy.
The last time I was with Joy, 1967, Bishop in the apartment, and, you know, he yells all the different things. He goes, do the beast.
Do the beast.
Yes.
And when did you start up with Michael Gelman, your producer on Live with Regis and Kelly?
Our friendship, Michael Gelman, is, I think, almost 20 years old.
Wow.
We've been together that long. He's a wonderful, talented kid. I took him under my wing. I washed him. I cleaned him up. And now look at him. He's one of the biggest producers in television. A great producer. It's on autopilot. He does all the bookings, and he does it, and he's fantastic.
Now, really, we got 30 seconds here.
30 seconds to talk on your show.
Kelly Ripa.
Playing the game, aren't we?
Yeah.
The Alex Trebek game?
Yeah. Kelly Ripa.
Bishop used to do a dance called the Red Roast Beef Rag. He never could watch his feet. It was fantastic. I don't know where that's coming from. I'm having some senior moments right here.
How's Kelly Ripa doing?
She's, she's her usual self.
Is she
pushy,
hip?
Pushy, pushy.
Is she hip to your dual life?
I don't care if she is or if she isn't. I got to tell you the truth about her. She'd push me in front of a subway if she could to get more airtime. Seriously.
You have to admit, she's funny. She's cute.
Yeah. She's a phony.
Why is she a phony?
Because she's not real.
What do you mean she's not real?
Well, here's the deal.
You're not real. You're a queen, for God's sake.
Before and after the show, the thing is, she'll do the perky, happy thing, and then she does it with the cast and crew. I don't see her at home, but I would guarantee you that she's probably not that nice a person when she's at home.
I think so.
That's just a theory I have. I could do the show with anybody. Seriously. You could get a trained orangutan next to me, and I'd be able to do that show. I'd carry it. I see the guest host when she's there by herself. It's not the same. It's me, Regis. That's why they brought me in. Did they bring Kelly Ripa? Say, oh, my God, we need a perky, pushy blonde to come in and let the ball drop? Not a chance. They brought me in because they knew I could save it.
And you could do the beast.
I'd kill for a pair of Bishop's tiny sunglasses right now.
We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy here.
Let's do the Red Roast Beef Rag.
I think we need a couple of calls.
Fantastic. All right, all of you. Quick tuna. I'm just kidding.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 1067-3FM.com. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. Where the diamonds are.com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
If you're looking for a midsize SUV, why not get a great deal on one with the highest rating in all government crash tests? The Subaru V9 Tribeca. Right now, during the Subaru All-Wheel Deal sales event, get a $299 a month lease for 36 months on a 7-passenger Subaru V9 Tribeca Limited with performance-enhancing all-wheel drive. That's $299 a month on the Subaru V9 Tribeca with the highest ratings in all government crash tests. That's something the SUVs from Volvo, BMW, and Volkswagen can't say. So hurry in for the Subaru V9 Tribeca. The all-wheel deal sales event ends soon, and you must take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st. A great deal on an SUV with the highest government crash test ratings. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Every day is a winding road.
To find your local dealer, visit Subaru.com. Think, feel, drive Subaru.
Toll booth lease signing $28.93. Tax time and registration fees extra. Data participation required. Call 1-800-1-AWD for these details. Comparisons based on 2006 NHTSA crash test ratings. Government tests are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. See safercar.gov for more detail.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
That's gross.
On March 31st, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain!
Slither.
They're tearing me apart!
Ah! Chick is hardcore.
Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday, March 31st. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their Slithermost secrets from the film.
This Sunday in the Washington Post, a big picture look at the local real estate market. The state of prices in every jurisdiction right down to your zip code. How high have prices soared in the past year, and are things slowing down? Perspectives from buyers, sellers, and experts. Get the details in the Post's annual Housing Outlook section of Mega Real Estate Weekend Special. Also Sunday, why is it that an ever-diminishing number of consumers are thinking American when it's time to buy a new car? Business. Then join us for a test of endurance in Finland, a search for dance partners in Cajun country, and a quest for harmonious balance in China in the spring travel issue of the magazine. And in the Sunday Source, the essentials for a well-stocked home bar, along with drink recipes to wow your guests. You'll find all this and much more, including TV Week, the Big Sunday Job section, and money-saving coupons in this Sunday's Washington Post.
Sterling Chevrolet has just acquired a limited supply of 06 Tahoes and Suburbans, and they're all $13,000 off. Sure, we could dance around and try to wow you with all kinds of stuff that doesn't matter. Or we can just give you a great deal on a new Chevy. Sterling Chevrolet, 06 Tahoes and Suburbans.
$13,000 off.
It's sheer madness. Plus, the madness continues because Sterling Chevrolet also gathered up a court full of 06 Silverado crew cabs and extended cabs.
We can sell you for $8,000 off the sticker.
Not enough madness for you? How about 06 Avalanche is still $10,000 off the sticker? Only at Sterling Chevrolet.
Where the madness goes on.
$8,000 off Silverados, $10,000 off Avalanches, and $13,000 off 06 Tahoes and Suburbans. $13,000 off.
Every single one.
Sterling Chevrolet. Untouchable in service. Continually unbeatable in pricing. Visit us online at SterlingChevrolet.com. An American revolution.
Continuing to be a very slow journey for you on the outer loop of the Beltway from the merge with 270 on around to 66. Looking for a new job? Check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post, the local expert on local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
1067freefm.com.
I've always been a Wawa coffee lover, but nothing's affected me like Wawa's new coffee cup and their Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes. With the Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes, if you're holding a Wawa coffee in the new Wawa coffee cup when the Wawa cup crew spots you, you could win a chance at $1 million. That's $1 million, which I'm going for full throttle. So to increase my odds for Wawa's cup crew to catch me, I'm drinking my favorite Wawa coffee in the new Wawa cup nonstop. That's lots of fresh coffee to drink. And holding a cup all day isn't easy, like when showering or playing guitar. But on the other hand, no pun intended, I drink my favorite coffee constantly. I'm more productive, and I kick out a mean hip-hop rap at social occasions. Besides, it's easy money, sort of. I simply wait for the Wawa Cup crew and drink delicious Wawa coffee in the new cup and walk around. Okay, I run really, really, really fast, but you don't win standing still, do you? At Wawa.com, you'll get all the details and learn about other great prizes, which makes it even more worthwhile to grab a new cup with fresh coffee. So I'm hooked, and the $1 million, well, that's what I dream about. Okay, I would if I slept.
The Wawa Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Details in store or at Wawa.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia. Ends April 9, 2006.
Exclusively at Verizon Wireless, get an all-new Motorola V-Cast Razor for just $99.99.
Actually, there's been a change. It's now two Razors for only $99.99. Two for the price of one.
After $50 mail-in rebate? Really? For $99.99?
So, just say it like this. Buy one Motorola V3C Razor, originally $149.99, for only $99.99. Plus, get another free.
Each with new two-year activation? Wow.
Yeah, Wow's right. Our lowest price ever on two razors with VCast and Bluetooth headset capability.
Hurry, offer ends soon, right?
Right.
Stop by and get the reliable razor on the nation's most reliable wireless network at any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
Don't forget legal.
Subject to new two-year activation, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee for phones, other charges and restrictions, coverage not available everywhere, VCast coverage and $15 per month VPEX subscription required for VCast service. Limited time offer.
Perfect.
There you are, sitting there, alone, waiting in beltway traffic, hypnotized by that absolute genius in front of you with his blinker on since Fairfax County. And then, just to rub it in, you're being passed by, one after the other, by those Ford Escape hybrids, because the government says they're okay for hub lanes. Plus, they even give hybrid owners great tax credits. But what really gets me is that they get an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty on unique hybrid components, including battery, ECVT, and DC-DC converter. These greenies make me green with envy. Buy a Ford Escape Hybrid with interest-free financing for 5 years through Ford Credit before April 3rd and enjoy the comfort and capability of the only SUV hybrid in the world.
Tax benefits may vary. See your tax advisor for details. Not all buyers will qualify. 5-year Ford Credit APR financing at $1,667 per $1,000 finance with 10% down. Actual savings will vary by model. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The time is limited. The fun? That's a whole other story. It's the biggest Mazda's on the move sales event yet. For a limited time, get great savings on a huge selection of exhilarating to drive Mazdas, including a special $189 a month lease on the award-winning Mazda 3, the one that beat Honda Civic in an Edmunds.com comparison test. That's a 2006 Mazda 3i sedan with more room and more horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Sentra for just $189 a month for 39 months with $2389 due at lease signing after 500 max cash back. Plus, more great savings on lots of other thrilling Mazdas. These offers won't last long, so you'd better get on the move to your Washington, D.C. Mazda dealer for a test drive now. Based on comparison of horsepower and EPA total volume for 06 Mazda 3i, Nissan Sentra 1.8, Honda Civic LX, and Toyota Corolla LE. Cash to at lease signing includes first month payment and security deposit. Includes taxes, title, and fees. Excludes touring models. Not all lessees will qualify for lowest payment through Mazda American Credit. Some payments higher, some lower based on residency and other factors. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4306. See participating Mazda dealer for qualifications.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My name is Janet Dominguez, and I am a stylist at Hair Cuttery in St. John, Indiana. I think our customers look at our salon as a salon. They don't look at us as a fast haircutting place. I wouldn't even know what to call those type of haircut places, actually. They're on a time limit for cutting your hair. I think there's a really big difference in attitude between somebody who's just cutting hair for a job and somebody who's cutting hair because they have a passion for it.
I'm Dennis Ratner. I started Hair Cuttery, and we wouldn't give a haircut any other way.
Weeknights from 10 to midnight on Free FM 106.7 WKNK.
The Don and Mike Show. WKNK.
That's the right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ted Patchell.
Ted, how are you?
Congratulations.
That's
your
record, man.
You're going to play.
All right, let's go.
Ted Patchell.
Patrick, congratulations. We had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
I'm a computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
I love that Regis tape. Hi, Regis. That kills me every time I hear it. Welcome back, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. Don't forget about that. Just a little over a week away. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Ardinger, with you on this fine Friday evening. I hope you're on your way home. I hope you're home already. And on the West Coast, I hope you left work early, because the weekend is here. Have a can of beer. Anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. We're in the middle of the Friday favorite on the best of Don and Mike.
Rock out a little bit.
Oh, this is Swanee. Yeah, thank you, mate.
Swanee,
how I love you.
My dear old Swanee, I give the world.
I love this.
To
okay. What a great song.
Oh, shut up.
I hate it when we have to have musical acts on like that.
Mm.
I have to fake it. I don't know who they are. I'm not talking to them.
I saw when you had, was Chingy? Is that the, Chingy was on your show, and you had no idea.
I don't remember
who Chingy was.
It's very simple. Gilman hands me a piece of paper. I go out, I do the interview, and goodbye. That's why they're limited to 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Gotcha.
And then they're out of there. But I'll always say one thing to them.
What's that?
You're hot, because you're on my show.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that, baby?
How about that, Regis?
Oh, that's God damn it.
What?
More skin falling off. God, I hate that. I haven't even been out in the sun, and I'm flaking.
Regis, let's play Low Budget Jeff Hardy.
This is Low Budget Jeff Hardy. Now entering the studio is a stay-at-home mother, which is wonderful. From Lodi, California, let's say hi to Jennifer Maple.
There she is. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
And now entering the studio, this gentleman is unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that. He's from Baltimore. Let's say hi to Richard Lutz.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard. Richard Lutz, how are you, sir?
Fine.
Are you all right, Richard?
Yeah, I'm fine.
And now entering the studio, that's fine. He's the host of
Richard Putz.
Low Budget Jeopardy. We'll find out before the game's over. This is the guy, and now Jennifer and Richard, don't screw with him. And please make welcome, won't you please, Alex Geronimo.
Thank you, Regis. You and kids, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. This is an embarrassing moment. Ah, thank you. We found it. We found the game.
Ah, the game. You've got the game.
Where was it? Hidden in the garbage?
Yes, I filed it in the trash.
Here we go.
Very exciting.
Here are your categories, kids, and they are. And you're both there, right? Jennifer?
Yes.
Mr. Potts?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your categories.
Very exciting moment.
Your categories are, which is bigger?
I like that. That's a nice, simple category.
Julia Spiewak picks the pros.
That's the boy's daughter over there.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
Ass father.
Ass father. Don't use that language, please.
Celebrity news, true or false, name that Law and Order night.
That's exciting.
And drink up.
Bishop used to call Joy the trash pail.
Wow. Here are your categories one more time.
Peering out behind those tiny sunglasses.
Which is bigger?
Which is bigger?
Julia Spiewak picks the pros.
I love little kids.
Oh, I like hearing that.
Jeez. I do. I meant it in the best possible way.
Sure. Celebrity news, true or false?
I don't like celebrities.
Name that Law and Order night.
And please... We really have to say so long to the great Jerry Orbach.
Right.
But will be missed. He was a great guy.
You know? And drink up.
Fantastic, man. We used to run together years ago in New York City.
You ever kiss him?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Jennifer, we like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Okay, celebrity news for one.
Celebrity news. Oh, these are true or false.
He had a great lobes.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Really, really big ones. Long one. Wow.
True or false here, celebrity news. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. Nicole Kidman announced to Playboy magazine that she is bisexual.
What is false?
Correct. She says she likes girls, but she gets turned on by men.
$1 for you, Jennifer.
Okay, celebrity news for two.
All right, true or false. Kenny Loggins, who we were just goofing on the other day. Kenny Loggins has been signed to be an audition judge on American Idol.
What is true?
That is true.
That's great, Jennifer. You're doing well. You excited? It's fun to be here, right?
It's great.
It's on a Mike show. It's a Jeopardy. It's a great game, huh? We having a good time?
Yes.
Say yeah, Regis.
Yeah, Regis.
No, scream it loudly. Yeah, Regis.
Yeah, Regis.
There you go, Jennifer. And how are you doing, Mr. Potts?
Fine.
Very good. All right. Select again, Jennifer.
Okay, celebrity news.
For three. Here we go. Harrison Ford was named Hollywood's sexiest grandpa.
What is false?
Oh, no.
Richard, your chance to steal.
What is true?
There you go, Richard Potts. That's
and
right.
And like that, he ties the game.
Yeah. Harrison Ford, it was Grand Magazine.
Grand Magazine?
He's Grandpa of the Year.
Is that what, like $1,000 magazine or what?
It's like senior citizens. You should be in there. It's a magazine for senior citizens.
I bet Jerry Orbach didn't read it.
How many times a night you got to wake up?
Now, that's not funny. I've got three or four times. I have to make water.
Is that documented?
Yeah, well, you know, all right, there's more.
Okay.
You know what I used to call Orbach?
What?
Jerry Sawback.
Ooh. Richard Potts, go please.
Yeah, pick the pros.
Pick the pros, okay. I hope you were listening yesterday when Julia Spiewak, age 4, picked the games. Julia's pick for the Jets at Pittsburgh.
What is Pittsburgh?
Correct. Julia likes the Steelers. Here we go for two. Julia Spiewak's pick for Minnesota and Atlanta.
What is Minnesota?
Negative.
Jennifer, your chance to steal pretty easy, if you ask me.
What is Atlanta?
Yeah, there you go.
$2. That's great. We got quite a horse race going. All right.
And
my money's on Seabiscuit.
here you go, Jennifer. It's Julia Spiewak's pick to win the Super Bowl.
What are the Steelers?
Oh, no, darling.
Richard?
What is the Bears?
The Bears?
They're not even in this.
My God, come on, pay attention.
She's 4 years old and she knows more than you, Richard. She picks the Atlanta Falcons.
And Jennifer is still in control, darling.
Okay, how about bigger for one?
Yeah. Bigger, yeah.
Bigger. Yeah, like Orbach's lobes.
Okay, very simple. Which is bigger? This year's average rating for Monday Night Football or John Madden's shoe size?
What is football?
Richard, your chance to steal.
What is John Madden's shoe size?
There you go, Richard.
Tied the game, Richard. We've got quite a game going, and select again.
Hey, just so you know, Monday Night Football has an 11 share, an 11 rating. John Madden has a 13 shoe.
Ah. And I beat both of them with the New Year's Eve ball dropping.
Yes, in category number two.
Okay, which is bigger? Mini driver's dress size, or the number of fingers that Dennis Murphy has?
What is dresser's size?
That's correct.
The dress size? Is that what you were trying to spit out, Richard?
Yeah.
Mini driver's dress size is a size 6, and Dennis, of course, has 5 fingers.
She shouldn't be called Mini.
Why?
Because she's big, as our house. All right, Richard. Not really. I'm kidding, Minnie. She's been on the show. She's a great lady. Not like Ripper, who's a size -1. All right, select again.
Yeah, same category number 3.
Okay, last one in this category. Which is bigger, Peyton Manning's best quarterback rating ever or the IQ of Al Franken?
What is Al Franken's IQ?
Jennifer, your chance to steal.
What is Peyton Manning?
Yeah, Peyton Manning's highest quarterback rating was 158.3.
I've got something I want to share with your audience.
Al Franken's clock IQ is 131.
This game, if you're playing at home and keeping score, is going back and forth and back and forth. They're each taking the lead.
Like you and Michael Gelman.
That's right. I don't like you commenting on it, but it's the same way. Mm-hmm. Back and forth. The only thing we do, he'll come into my apartment when we're going to make dinner for each other.
Yeah.
First words out of his mouth, who is it tonight? Right. Jennifer, you're in control.
Do a lot of role playing?
Yeah, of course. No, that's the question. Right. I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
First words out of his mouth, I'm home. Who is it tonight? All right.
Jennifer, you've got the name that Law and Order night and drink up.
Drink up for one.
All right, drink up. Here, all these questions about beverages. In 2004, the year that we just finished, this country drank the most bottled water.
What is USA?
Oh, thank you for your patriotism.
Richard, your chance to steal.
What is France?
There you go. Freaking French. That's right.
That's where they have the Evian. I drink Evian. It's good stuff. Michael likes to play the cab driver and the dethroned queen. All right, select again, Richard.
Yeah, drink up for two.
In the calendar year 2004, this country drank the most beer.
What is Canada?
No.
That'll be your chance to steal, darling.
What is Germany?
No. No, actually, Germany was number three. Number one is the Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic. I've been to Prague.
Mike O'Mara would be glad to know Ireland is number two.
That's a great country.
Robbie? Germany's number three.
Have my basement do.
And the U.S. 11th. We're not trying hard enough.
Guess what's number one in the Philbin household?
What?
Metamucil. All right, Richard, go ahead.
Same category for the last three.
Okay, last one in this category. In calendar year 2004, this country drank the most soft drinks.
What is the U.S.?
There you go. We finally won a category.
$3, and with that, you take the lead, Richard.
And all we've got left now is Name That Law and Order Night. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Name That Law and Order Night. And I'm not talking about Bravo or USA or TNT. When it's on NBC. Name the night of the week. Law and Order.
What is Tuesday?
No.
Jennifer, chance to steal.
What is Wednesday?
Correct.
$1, you're in control. Jennifer, it's coming right down to the wire.
Okay, for two.
Okay. Law and Order, Criminal Intent.
What is Thursday?
No.
Richard, chance to steal, getting exciting.
What is Monday?
No.
Oh, Sunday.
All right, last chance. Jennifer, here you go.
Oh, for three.
Okay, Law and Order, SVU.
What is Thursday?
No.
Richard, this could be decisive.
What is Tuesday?
He got it. He
and with
pulled
that,
it out.
You take a commanding lead in the final low budget Jeopardy, Richard. I'm very proud of you. You started out a little wobbly, and you're doing a great job.
All right, now, Regis, we're at the end of the first round. We physically force everybody to bet it all. Who's got what here?
Richard finishes with $14. Our friend Jennifer has $9, and they're both going to have a very nice opportunity to go to the final and see who can win. Thank you, Don.
Guys and girl, here's your category. Oh, it's the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge. Let's see.
Okay.
Come on. This is an easy one. This 1954 hit record by Bill Haley and the Comets, later used in movies and TV, was the first million-selling rock and roll single in the USA. Pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Buzz, you remember?
I do. It was cold.
Oh, there you go. Good to see you again, my old friend.
I read.
This 1954 hit by Bill Haley and the Comets was the number one, the first million-selling rock and roll single in the U.S. A kid's answer in the form of a question and a lock.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive something fabulous.
What's that?
It's the Philbin Grooming Glove. That's right, the Philbin Grooming Glove will take you to the next level in personal hygiene.
Oh, my.
Hi, this is Regis Philbin. I don't go anywhere without my personal grooming glove because it's so versatile. Soap and water. Soap and water and a wash towel can only get you so far. But with your patented Philbin grooming glove, if your fingers can reach it, you can clean it. It's safe, durable, and this is my favorite part.
What?
No itching. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Okay. The glove.
I'm wearing it now.
Ask for it by name. And who do you want to talk to first here?
Only one color, olive. All right, we want to go to Jennifer. She's low woman on the poll.
All right, Jennifer, let's see. 1954 hit by Bill Haley in the Comets, later used in movies and TV, was the first million-selling rock and roll single in the United States.
I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero, Jennifer.
And here we go. Richard Putz, if you have the answer, you are the big wiener.
What is rock and roll?
Negative.
Oh,
I'm sorry. We don't have any winners.
Kids, oh, yeah. Michael, Senior Hughes will love this game. We're giving away no money today. It's a little ditty called Rock Around the Clock.
Rock Around the Clock, fantastic. And, of course, tragically, he died.
Yeah. Bill Haley, you ever make love with him?
No, never had the opportunity. Absolutely.
The Big Bopper?
The Big Bopper and I were close personal friends. He was a disc jockey in New York City.
What about Jim Croce, Leonard Skinner, all these people? Ricky Nelson.
Now you're passing me by. But Bill, Bill Haley in the Comets, no. But the Big Bopper, yes. Ah. We used to play a game called Kick the Biscuit.
Well, as we mentioned, it's the type of game that only someone like Senior Hughes will love. We're giving away no pesos today.
That's right.
So both of you, Jennifer and Richard, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here's Regis to tell you what you want. Regis.
All right, kids, this is exciting. You've both won a group lesson, beginning lift pass and rentals for two. But I guess you both, this is for you, Richard, because you're in Baltimore. Your choice of Pennsylvania's best Liberty Mountain, Ski Round Top, or Whitetail. And it's cute that on your typing here, you've got the snow on top of the whitetail thing.
You've got the whitetail.
That's exciting. But here's something.
Your brain has a hard candy
shell. Well, these are both local prizes, but we'll have something lovely for you as well, Jennifer. I guarantee we can find something in
the other prize. Well,
it's a pair of Wynnum before you can buy them tickets to see Slipknot.
Oh, Slipknot.
Live at the Patriot Center.
They're great.
I love them. On Wednesday, March 16th. Tickets on sale this Saturday morning at 10 at all Ticketmaster outlets.
All right, so Richard, you get that. And Jennifer, hold on. We got something
for you. We'll have something fabulous for you, okay?
Price gloves.
I'll send you one of my gloves.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Potts.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jennifer.
They're both wonderful, and I thought they stepped up to the plate admirably.
And well, it's time for you to go get what I understand is a shivering, towering...
Your producer just informed me that he's regained consciousness. He stopped the bleeding. We actually used a tiny paper towel, a little fragment of it, and a paper clip.
Very good.
And just fastened it right on.
So his Gelman's nipple is no longer bleeding.
But he's whimpering like a newborn puppy.
Sure.
Wow.
He really is.
And Regis, what are your plans? What are your plans for tonight?
Well, we're going to go home and make chili.
Is that a figure of speech, or...
Now, stop it. Now, there's no need for that, okay? I know you're a young hipster, but no, you right. Interpret it your way, and
okay.
I'll bring the cheddar cheese, and he'll bring the onions. Big fun in the Philbin Mansion tonight.
Yeah.
And are you going to come? Are you on the short list to come back next year in case Dick Clark...
First of all, let me make this statement. I wish Dick Clark nothing but a speedy recovery,
right.
But if, unfortunately, he's not able to regain his speech... I would be more than happy to watch the ball drop until my death.
I got a dedication for Dick Clark.
Dick Clark?
Let's see if you get this.
All right.
Do you get it yet?
I have no idea.
Listen now.
Now, everybody.
Who's this? Oh, it's Slipknot.
No. Billy Squire. Listen now.
Then Strokes the Word.
Strokes the Word.
Oh, Strokes the Word. That's not funny. That is not funny.
It is.
Oh, damn it. Now you've offended me.
Because Dick Clark... Hold on a second.
I could be home making chili.
You don't like that.
I'm not fond of that.
Huh.
That's making fun of a man who's infirmed. And I know. I've been on the receiving end of that.
Okay.
Oh, what the heck. I will.
Uh-oh.
It was the great old days when Buzz, Edward R. Murrow, and myself would... Play Spin the Fedora. It's brand fantastic. You can come over for chili, Buzz.
Hey, you can
bring your own beans.
You can block my hat anytime.
Gotta fright me, right?
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike.
Making that trip on around the district, eastbound on Pennsylvania Avenue, just prior to Forestville Road, in Prince George's County near Walters Lane. An accident there has blocked all lanes, and traffic there is being diverted onto Walters Lane. Looking for a new job? Check out the Washington Post job section this Sunday for thousands of up-to-date local job listings. The Washington Post, the local expert on local jobs. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
I say Tea Party, you say
Boston.
I say Massachusetts, you say
Boston.
I say Beans, you say
Refried.
No, Boston. I say the first tabletop receptor for HD digital radio, giving you brilliant digital sound, you say
Boston Acoustics?
Right, and that's my system.
I'm so glad I'm not you.
What does that mean?
It's the universal question that sometimes sounds selfish, but always makes sense. What's in it for me? A fair question. So what is in it for you to come to Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers? The same thing that's in here for every one of our customers. Somewhere in the city, there is the best diamond for the money, whether it's $1,000 or 100 times that. Our customers search for that diamond, just like you do. They find it here, at the place with the most diamonds and the most diamond for the money in this town. Over 8,000 carats of diamonds, over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats. All at our importer's price. About half. And if it's diamond jewelry, it's us also. We showcase 50 of the world's finest designers. And that's what's in it for you. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. In Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude. Does
that smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna...
Hear that?
Larry the Cable Guy is on...
on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want to close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi.
Fish and wolf. You trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
According to the C section of the penile code, these animal underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
He'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present.
You got one of them toilets where it shoots cold water up your...
Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
There's a snow cone vendor out there not wearing a bra.
Is that a violation?
No, but it makes me want to get a snow cone.
Rated PG-13 for crude humor and a bunch of other stuff like that.
I can do this all day.
In theaters everywhere today.
Anytime you come into Bertucci's, it's all about eating well. And that's never more true than when you're ordering from our winter specials menu. Here, it's all about taste and an openness where each recipe is infused with passion, imagination, and creativity. Winter favorites like shrimp fra diavolo with linguine and our spicy marinara sauce. That's why people who eat here eat well. Bertucci's. What's not to love?
Order Bertucci's carryout and bring some of our passion for great Italian dishes home to your table.
Kaiser Permanente is a team of health advocates, and that team is focused on preventive medicine and treating their patients proactively. There, you'll have the opportunity to put your beliefs into practice each and every day and grow in new directions. But don't just take their word for it. Join them at one of their March hiring events and learn about their unique philosophy and team approach. Whether you're an RN, a pharmacist, laboratory or imaging professional, or in the administrative, finance, or sales field, you will discover how Kaiser Permanente can help you reach your full potential. Events will be held in Bethesda, Baltimore, Tyson's Corner, and College Park throughout the month of March. You'll have the opportunity to meet and interview with hiring managers and recruiters, so please bring your resume. For specific event information, please go to jobs.kp.org and click on Career Events, or see their ad in this weekend's Washington Post. Kaiser Permanente is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
If you're looking for a small SUV, why not get a great deal on the one voted best small SUV, the Subaru Forester? Right now, during the Subaru All-Wheel Deal Sales Event, get $2,000 customer cash or 0% APR financing on the 2006 Subaru Forester 2.5X with confidence-enhancing all-wheel drive. That's $2,000 customer cash or 0% financing on the Subaru Forester. Car and driver's best small SUV for the third year running. Better than the Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, and Saturn View. So hurry in for the Subaru Forester. The all-wheel deal sales event ends soon, and you must take delivery from dealer stock by March 31st. A great deal on the best small SUV. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Every day is a winding road.
To find your local dealer, visit Subaru.com. Think, feel, drive. Subaru.
$2,000 customer cash available on Forester 2.5X may not be combined with any other incentives. Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Length of contract is limited. Subject to credit, insurance approval, and vehicle availability. See participating dealer for details.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network. No question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN.
The following commercial is targeted exclusively to Ford truck buyers. Consumers seeking comparable offers from other manufacturers are, well, out of luck.
All right, now that we got that cleared up, here's a one-time offer for those of you actively seeking a Ford truck. Right now, Battlefield Ford in Manassas has brand-new 2006 Ford Rangers for just $99.99. No, that's not a speech impediment. Battlefield will actually sell Ford Rangers with automatic and AC for just $99.99. Now, that's a deal. Battlefield will also sell every F-Series pickup, every Explorer, even Ford Fusions for thousands below cost. Now, the folks at Battlefield love a good sale, but they're not crazy. So this offer will expire Friday, March 31st. This one's for you Ford truck buyers. Brand new Ranger pickups, $99.99. Only at Battlefield Ford, off Route 28 on Mathis Avenue in Manassas.
Just announced. Open this Sunday, 11 a.m.
Plus tax, tax-free, $2.99 processing. Three at this price includes all incentives and military rebates. Some through FMCP. Not look like my uniform.
Being ahead of a small company is everything from fixing the fax machine to making a deal with a large retailer that's going to buy lots of your product.
Julie Tucker and Jennifer Elias, founders, Smarts Co. Games.
There would be times when Julie would just go out in her truck and take games over to this little store and help them out and help us out. It was never any questions asked. She would just go and do it.
I'm so generous. Christmas is a very important season for us, and we need to pay our printers before we get paid by our customers. So we have a cash flow shortage, and getting a line of credit to help with that cash flow from American Express has been instrumental in allowing us to grow our business.
Open Arms is how small business owners approach their customers and how American Express raised Jen and Julie's credit line overnight during peak season. To see how American Express can serve your business, visit open.com or call 800-NOW-OPEN. Not all card members qualify for an increase. Terms and conditions apply.
After a while, don't all the horror movies start to run together? There's a crazy guy in some kind of mask, great with power tools, bad with English, trying to set a world record for killing fresh-faced teens on a deserted country road. The smoking hot chick who takes one too many showers, glass shards, big knives, runaway trucks, and inevitably, 14 sequels. Okay, here's a thought. What if you took aliens, giant flesh-eating slugs, and zombies, and combined them into a movie that critics are calling a gleefully nasty and ingeniously twisted horror comedy?
Oh, that's gross.
On March 31st, from the people who brought you 2004's Dawn of the Dead, comes a fresh new take on the horror genre.
The worms are in their brain.
Slither.
You're tearing me apart!
Chicken hardcore. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday, March 31st. Check out moviebone.com/unscripted to hear the stars of Slither share their slithermost secrets from the film.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details.
The Don and Mike Show. WKK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean,
we got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Right. Don and Mike returning April 3rd, so don't forget about that. All right, and we are in the forward. We're winding down the week, but we still got a couple of segments to go, and I think you're really going to enjoy this segment. This comes around the time of the last election, I guess, 2004. And Don and Rob got on their telephones while they were watching election results, and they stumbled upon the election miracle. It's the best of Don and Mike.
This is how the election miracle happens. Last night, sit down to watch it.
with my wife. Too nervous to watch with her. I'm in the other room. I'm watching one. She hates the fact that I go from channel to channel.
Ah, really?
And the companion that I have then is Rob, who's calling me and saying, are you watching this on NBC? Are you watching this on CBS? Did you see this on ABC? So about 9:15, calls me up and he says, in a voice that lets me know he's got something great.
Right.
He says, hey, turn on channel 315. Now, before you look at it, click on the guide to get the description of the show.
Okay. Hmm.
So I go to channel 315, which is a Trio, a Canadian channel.
That's right.
And it's a show called How Is Your News?
All right.
And I pull down the little menu, and it gives a description.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally challenged people, teenagers, young adults, actually.
Right, young adults.
Go out to the Republican and Democratic conventions
right.
to interview people.
So they're interviewing.
Oh, nice.
So
coverage. It's convention coverage.
So they're mentally challenged correspondents.
Yes.
Yes.
And,
oh, dear.
And now this, I believe this is done for their self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course.
At one point, when they're holding the mic flag, there's one that's kind of professionally done that says, you know, how's your news?
Right.
And then there's one that looks like someone wrote it with their foot. The handwriting
is
very bad.
And I watched it again today when I was, you know, getting the tape of it. And the mic flags are stuffed with crumpled newspaper. I mean, this is the level of professionalism.
And a mic flag, for people that don't know, is what goes on a microphone to show what news organization you're representing.
Very big mic flag.
So Rob says to me, you have to just stay with this for a second. I just found this show.
Right.
So we ended up staying on the phone watching the same show for 20 minutes because every time I wanted to hang up or he wanted to hang up, and there was long periods of just silence and laughing.
Yeah, their mouths were agape. And I felt the need to go and watch real coverage because, you know, it's a big news guy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, me too. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm only going to sit through one more of these trainables interviewing someone of note, and then I'm going to go back. And then I would say to Rob, you know, at one point I said, we are never going to be able to translate this on the radio. The joy, we have it. We have the tape.
Now they're interviewing like the big hitters.
The thing is I would say I'll turn away as soon as they start running out of people that are important.
Okay,
but the names got bigger and bigger.
Wonderful.
And bigger.
Let me just say among the names: Peter Jennings, Al Franken, Rob Reiner, and that's a great one. Larry from the Corner.
Hi.
Wolf Blitzer, Ted Koppel, Andre 3000 from Outkast. The show is called How's Your News? Now,
and the thing is, I really, you know, I know the show is about empowering these young adults doing this.
Right.
And on watching it, it's really not about making fun of them. It's about making fun of how uptight these celebrities are.
Are you retarded?
Thanks a lot.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
So know where we're coming from.
Right. So watching how the big names
having
handle the awkwardness of dealing with trainable.
And they cannot deal with
it. And speaking of retarded, Joe has walked into the room. Yes. Hello, Joe.
I have a whole movie of that show. It's a movie produced by the guys that do South Park.
Well, it's funny as hell.
And they take a cross-country trip across America.
The How's Your News people.
Yeah, it's called How's Your News.
And you go to
premiere. This was the world premiere last night.
Wow.
This special.
Of this one on Trio last night. So let's hear some of this. Here's the opening.
And the big names can't possibly escape because they would look bad if they did.
That's right. That's right. There are some of the interviewers, some of the reporters, who we can't include for you now because they didn't speak.
Okay.
There was one guy who was very Tom Gavin-ish, who had questions written on a piece of cardboard and would bang at the cardboard with the microphone to get the celebrity to answer the question.
And sorry you can't see that because that, it really puts the celebrity or the notable.
But let me make sure I got this right. So what we're listening for here, more than anything else, is the discomfort level of the celebrities that are being interviewed.
Because the people are, listen, not a joke, the people are retarded.
Right.
And listen, there's no polite to say, wait a second, if you've seen the show, they look retarded.
Right.
There's no doubt.
So when they come up to you and they, you know, they got the shaky thing going, you see the celebrities
who stop and engage in the interview.
Yes.
Exactly.
So it's, how's your news? This was on last night, premiered on this Canadian channel.
Right.
This is the miracle, because Rob called me out of the blue, and meanwhile, Frida's in the room, the other room, watching the election thing. What is so funny?
I must give props, because the miracle is layered.
Oh, yeah, with your wife.
I was in my basement hiding, of course,
right.
And she yelled down. She said, look at the guide on channel 315.
Oh,
and
nice
I said,
tip.
Okay. And she proved useful.
Very
because
good.
That's,
she proved useful.
And that's when I got my miracle, and I said, a miracle is no miracle if you don't share it. And then I called Don.
And right. Then Carrie got her miracle, which was a night of no bruising.
My knuckles feel great today.
So anyway, here they are. Here's the open. First person that the Target talks to is James Carville.
James Carville. All right.
Oh, number two.
Excuse me, Mr. Carville.
He's right.
Oh, sorry. I know. He is moving quick. Excuse me, Mr. Carville.
Yes, yes.
How do you feel about a news program being hosted by people with disabilities?
A new program hosted by people with disabilities? I'll be great.
Well,
I think people with disabilities.
Yeah. Right here.
Man, that's
right. Right here. This is where I'm saying to Rob, what is this show?
Right.
How did you find this show?
Sure, sure.
How do you, it's great right from the beginning. I won't stop it again, but it's too great the way she just sets it up.
Right.
I'm watching this last night on the election night, on the important night, but I want to just be, but I'm thinking,
right.
This is my miracle.
Does it make an enormous contribution?
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. We're shooting for a Man on the Street news documentary of our own that we're calling How's Your News.
Well, you know, I'm happy.
Hello and welcome to How's Your News convention coverage 2004.
Okay, let's go to...
That's James Carville, the first one.
Uh-huh. Peter Jennings.
Oh, good.
Okay, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Susan Harrington, and I'm one of the reporters.
Mine's Peter Jennings. I work for ABC. It's nice to meet you.
Nice
he doesn't change
you.
For anybody.
How do you feel about being here at the convention?
I feel excited. Do you feel excited about being here?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I think the excitement you're feeling is a two-way street.
Oh, all right. Wow. Good for her.
Now there's different Tards,
but he's you know he probably talks to everybody like that.
Yeah, a little.
But it sounds a little more condescending because he's dealing with a challenge person.
There's a variety of them that do the interviewing here. It's not
how do
this
you
girl,
feel? David. How do you feel?
Oh, and for this cut, they introduced each reporter at the beginning, and this guy. He doesn't communicate very clearly. He understands everything that is said to him.
Right.
But he's not the best speaker.
Okay.
So,
here he is with Al Franken.
Right.
Okay, let me just stop that.
Oh, I wanted to hear Al Franken.
No, you will. I just wanted to give you just the intro. Just,
all right.
Because this guy, he's just warming himself up before the interview.
Okay.
Here we go.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. All righty. I'm Al Franken, and I'm covering this convention.
Yeah.
And are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Who have you talked to so far? Bouillon.
Maya.
And I tell you,
this is a miracle. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it was really nice talking to you.
Al Franken,
glad you're here.
Yeah,
I think it's fabulous.
Can
I shake your hand?
Yeah.
Are you retarded?
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Okay, have a good time. That was Franken, like, perturbed a little bit, or what?
He wanted out. Uncomfortable.
He blew the guy out. But the guy, now, when the guy is doing that, is he...
Here's the thing.
Is he just ranting, or what?
He's a shaker.
Okay.
This guy is a shaker.
Does he have any questions for him, or is it just a booyah?
He's trying to say a question. He's trying to get a question
out.
All right,
very good.
Someone who took it very well was Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Oh, fantastic.
Sure.
Here you go.
What's your name?
But Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Come to me, dog, huh?
Yes.
What do you do, Comic Dog?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what do you do?
You know, I'm here to do what all the reporters are doing, you know. Ask questions about the issues, sniff their butts, hump their legs, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That. Then they got a tease. And again, this is all happening, I mean, on election night.
Right.
This channel that I've never heard
you
of.
You couldn't tear yourself away.
Yeah, I'm on the phone with Rob, and while this is going on, tears. I'm laughing right. So much. Okay, now they're going to tease what's coming up next.
Coming up, see what Hillary Clinton says when Sean and Larry catch up with her. Oh, please don't change the dial to CBS. Or anything like that. Just stay tuned.
That rocks.
And then, this is a really good one.
Is this Hillary?
No. Hillary's not on here.
Okay.
Hillary was non-verbal.
All right.
But we do have Jeremy, I believe, was the chap's name, with Rob Reiner, the guy that sings.
No, I can't think of the guy's name. Jeremy was with Ben Affleck.
Okay, anyway, they're all named Jeremy.
Okay. All right,
here we go.
Okay, are we ready? Hi, this is Ronnie Simonson. Today I'm interviewing the Meathead, All in the Family. And, of course, we used to sing that sing song. And today...
Boy, the way Glenn Miller
plays. Song to make the head pirate. Just like we had it made. Those were the days. And you know what you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we can use a Democrat Party like Kerry again.
Oh, that's great.
That is great.
All right, so far, the comfort level, Rob Reiner gets the award so far.
Now, it's time for Larry from the Corner.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, I just want to hear it.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the Corner.
And you're going to be talking to...
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Larry? Oh, a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, she looked like a boy.
She did.
Larry with the Tards on How Was Your News last night?
Hey!
You know Larry King?
Yes, I've occasionally watched your show. And
occasionally is all right.
Yes. I don't, like, do it on it. Larry, I'm doing this interview for a documentary film that we're making called How's Your News?
All right, what's it about? Now I'm asking you the question. What's your question for How's Your News?
How do you feel about the Kerry Edwards ticket for the White House?
Well, I think it's a very popular ticket with Democrats. Question is, how will it sell with independents and those undecided? And that we won't know till November.
He's doing his. Yeah, Don and Mike, I'll make this thing, and I knock their socks off.
Now, there's so many. We're going to have to revisit this later because we've got tapes of these trainables talking to Ben Affleck.
Right.
You know, and that one, I defy you to tell me who the retard is in that one. Barbara Boxer, Howard Dean, Wolf Blitzer, Tim Russert.
Wow.
Koppel. Let me see. As I mentioned, here's the one of one of these guys singing with Andre 3000 from Outkast. This is good. Sitting on a couch. Republican or Democratic convention.
That's impressive.
I know disc jockeys love requests. Would you please play Tim Russert? Because he handles it in a most magical way.
Oh, good, good, good.
Well, all right, real fast. Last Thank one. You. And then promise me, we'll come back to this.
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press. I think I'm going to go. Excuse me, sir. Oh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir.
Are you retarded?
Excuse me. Are you Tim from Meet the Press?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, hi. Nice to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I see Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right here.
Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS. Bob, nice to see you.
Oh!
I seen you on CBS.
You know what Russert did?
Oh, yeah. Russert's evil.
Russert said.
Russert is evil.
Hey, retard. Do you know Bob Schieffer?
Does he run down the aisle after that? Look, something shiny.
Oh, that is outstanding.
Wow.
I've never, Joe said it's a movie.
Now, is this going to be a regular show, do you think, or what?
You know, we tried to find something on it, and the closest we could find was in this Entertainment This Week magazine.
I love it.
Where it says, how's your news on the campaign trail? Trio, it premiered last night. Let me see. Think of it as a welcome dash of purple on a blue state, red state day. They gave it a B+.
Oh, that's
right. It's an amazing documentary, and they do have a website, howsyournews.org.
So
if you want to further...
But you're right. I understand what you're doing about Tim Russert. Tim Russert does the total deflection
to
Bob Schieffer, who's his competition.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
Howsyournews.com.
So many. Or .org.
Either one. They both work.
Yeah.
I'm on com.
They both work.
I think my favorite is Al Franken.
Yeah.
That's my
Al
favorite
Franken.
Was.
Yeah, I mean, he really, it was, and he just won.
There we go.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's Al Franken.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
BG Products and the Junkies. Lube your car, lube your mind. BG Products, sponsors of the Junkies.
March Madness at Coons and Manassas means huge Coons discounts on over 10.5 acres of new Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMC trucks, including the all-new 2007 GMC Yukon, Pontiac G6, and Buick Lucerne. As a GM Leader of Distinction Award winner, Coons and Manassas not only provides big selection and savings, but great customer-first service, too. We are professional grade. With Coons Customer First, you get guaranteed availability of advertised specials, $500 in service discounts, exclusive oil change program, free car wash with every service visit, loaner cars with major service, and the exclusive Coons Lifetime Warranty on vehicle repairs. Experience Customer First and grab huge savings right now at the area's largest Buick Pontiac GMC dealer during March Madness at Coons of Manassas. I-66 and Business Route 234 or grabthewheel.com.
Musicians, this is it. Your chance to save really big. But you gotta act now.
Starting Friday.
You have 72 hours, and I mean 72 hours only, to save as prices get sliced, diced, and hacked to the bone.
In every department.
It's Guitar Center's 3-day price slaughterhouse.
Fast savings.
For the first time ever, Martin Dreadnought Solid Top Acoustics. Half off. Complete drum kits with cymbals and hardware. Price slashed to $149. Buy one studio condenser mic, get two more mics free. That's three mics for only $99. And get this, for 72 hours only, up to $500 instant rebates on every keyboard, stand, and digital piano in stock.
Plus, keep your cash.
Get no payment, zero interest financing for a full year on the gear you need now.
Fresh cut deal.
10 sets of D-Mark bass strings, $20. Tuner, stand, gig bag, $10. CDR 50 packs, just $5. Guitar Center's Price Slaughterhouse. All the best gear with prices chopped to the bone. Don't miss it.
Properly maintaining your Toyota is important, so rely on the Toyota experts when it comes to service. Only your Toyota dealer has factory-trained and certified Toyota technicians using only genuine Toyota parts. For the month of March, your participating Toyota dealer is offering a couple great service specials. Get a four-wheel alignment that includes rotating and balancing all four tires. And a Toyota-trained technician will also inspect your brakes and suspension for the low Toyota-suggested price of $89.95. And while you're there, get a lube oil filter combo special that includes the installation of a genuine Toyota filter, up to 5 quarts of oil, a battery check, a brake inspection, a tire tread inspection, a tire rotation, and a Toyota-trained technician will properly set your tire pressure. All for the low Toyota-suggested price of just $47.95. Just see your participating Toyota dealer by March 31st. Toyota, moving forward.
I finally got rid of our old innerspring mattress. It's obsolete. These days, you can get a Sleep Number bed, adjust your side to the level of firmness you want, and sleep like never before. Then I started noticing how many other things around here are obsolete. The clock, it's got hands. The TV, it has an antenna. And this phone actually has a cord. From now on, everything is going to be modern like my bed. If it's obsolete, it's out. Right, Frank?
So should I start packing?
No, not today, dear.
Every 2 minutes, someone switches from an old-fashioned innerspring mattress to a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you discovered the bed that's made innersprings obsolete? Find the Sleep Number bed at a select comfort store today. Select comfort stores are located in major malls, including Towson Town Center, The Mall in Columbia, Annapolis Mall, Marley Station, and Apple Blossom Mall. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
Members of the press, freeway traffic is worse than ever. The carpool lane is clearly not enough. What this city needs is the Sedona lane. A lane for the exclusive use of the Kia Sedona minivan, a real high-occupancy vehicle with 7 comfortable seats, V6 power, a 5-star crash safety rating in all 4 categories, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty program. The Sedona lane for the Kia Sedona. Mr. Mayor, history is watching.
Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back, including $500 owner loyalty bonus for qualified buyers on the 05 Kia Sedona. Visit your local neighborhood Kia retailers. MSRP for base model is $21,620, including freight, excluding taxes, title, license options, and retailer charges. Retailer sets actual price. Cash back from Kia Motors America. Amounts vary from $4,250 to $5,000 based on model selected. Loyalty bonus available to current Kia owners to purchase a new Sedona. Government star ratings are part of NHTSA's new car assessment program. Must take delivery from retail stock by 3/31/06. See retailer for limited powertrain warranty and incentive details or go to Kia.com.
18 years ago, a stamp cost 22 cents. A loaf of bread, 55 cents. A gallon of gas, just 95 cents. And you could buy a new car for under $10,000. Wouldn't you love to pay yesterday's lower prices today? Then stop and think about how much money you could save if you started paying for college right now. That's exactly what you can do with the Virginia Prepaid Education Program. I'm Diana Cantor, Executive Director of the Virginia College Savings Plan. Now is the best time to take advantage of this easy, tax-free way to save for college. Flexible payment plans are available, and the money you save can be used at colleges nationwide. But hurry, enrollment ends March 31st. Get the important information you need to read before enrolling. Request a Virginia Prepaid Education Program enrollment kit online at Virginia529.com.
Sterling Chevrolet has just acquired a limited supply of 06 Tahoes and Suburbans, and they're all $13,000 off. Sure, we could dance around and try to wow you with all kinds of stuff that doesn't matter. Or we can just give you a great deal on a new Chevy. Sterling Chevrolet, 06 Tahoes and Suburbans,
$13,000 off.
It's sheer madness. Plus, the madness continues because Sterling Chevrolet also gathered up a court full of 06 Silverado crew cabs and extended cabs.
We can sell you for $8,000 off the sticker.
Not enough madness for you? How about 06 Avalanches, still $10,000 off the sticker? Only at Sterling Chevrolet.
Where the madness goes on.
$8,000 off Silverados, $10,000 off Avalanches, and $13,000 off 06 Tahoes and Suburbans. $13,000 off.
Every single one.
Sterling Chevrolet, untouchable in service, continually unbeatable in pricing. Visit us online at sterlingchevrolet.com. An American Revolution.
The Don and Mike Show, 3FM.
In Prince George's County, you'll find significant delays on Pennsylvania Avenue before Forestville Road. All your lanes are blocked there. Northbound 395 getting into the district is slow at the Pentagon, off and onto the Sousa Bridge. There's more great talk coming up. Before you switch the dial, take a moment and chew it over with a Twix. With its crunchy cookie, creamy chocolate, and chewy caramel, take a moment with a Twix. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7freefm.com.
Brewery, can I help you?
Hi. I just bought a 12-pack of your beer, and I think there's something missing in it. There's no taste in the beer. I mean, the bottles look normal, but...
There's no taste?
Yeah, it tastes like fizzy water, the beer.
Okay.
So, I was hoping maybe somebody in shipping could just hook me up with some flavor, like, I don't know, 12 packets of it, and I'll pay for shipping.
Sir, there's no flavor.
Is there, like, a flavor... barrel or something? Is there like a flavor distribution center in my neighborhood? I'll pick it up.
No, there's no centers, but...
I'll tell you what. I got some Miller Lights here. That'll do the trick. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good day.
If you're going to choose on taste, choose the light beer that actually tastes like beer. Miller Lite. With more taste than Bud Light and half the carbs. Miller. Good call.
For 12 ounces, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, 0.9 grams protein, 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup.
Bank robbery. And you're the hostage negotiator.
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Critics are saying Inside Man is the best heist movie since Dog Day Afternoon.
We gotta step back and look at this thing from a distance.
Inside Man delivers the goods. A cool, captivating cat-and-mouse game. Perfectly played.
Look, Detective, there are matters here that are a little bit above your pay grade.
You want me to do something unethical?
Just when you think you've figured it out, you haven't. And Rolling Stone says Inside Man has pulsating excitement. The suspense crackles, the acting sizzles, and the script keeps tossing surprises like grenades.
They bogus! Keep your man back!
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man.
The Don and Mike Show. WKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Vintage goodness. Well, it's almost time to call it a day. But I'll be back next week. And, of course, we got one more segment left, and you don't want to miss this one, but it is Vintage Goodness. Don and Mike returning April 3rd. Until then, I'll be with you. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, with you. Have a fun, happy, safe weekend. Love you, Tracy. And, well, we'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody. Now, oh, I almost forgot. I want to introduce this next segment because this is a really good segment. It's the super terrific Happy Lucky Friday phone scan with the Maneki Neko, which is the beckoning Japanese cat alarm clock on the best of Don and Mike. Have a good weekend.
It's going to be going in the background.
Yes, the clock.
You're not going to hear this. Well, I got to turn around so you can hear. It's going to be in the background at some point in the next 10 minutes. And I don't know what it's set for. It's going to say, good morning.
Good morning.
Whoever we're on the phone with at that time wins a bonus super terrific Happy Friday Japanese prize.
That is very, very exciting.
Now, because we've got a program to go off sometime in the next 10 minutes, please be enjoying the repertoire. It's right. Not just how much is that doggy of the window.
Small world.
That's right. Every annoying goddamn song that you've ever heard.
I bet a lot of those end up against the wall.
There it is.
I'm ready to throw it against the wall now.
So that's just going to be going
right
in the back. It's set to go off at some point. Oops. Now that was the buzz music.
That was premature. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. And then this music, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to a Clockwork Orange.
We've got everything going at once right now. Let's get to the phone scan.
Let's do.
This thing also vibrates to let me know when it's ready to explode.
Oh, man, how about that? All right. Send it up to Bill O'Reilly.
Send it to Rich Eisen. Hello, Don and Mike Show. So stand by for two winners on this phone scan.
Cool. Very good.
Hello, you're on the air. Phone scan.
Hey, love the show. Go Red Sox.
Thank you.
All right, see ya. You got to be quick if you don't want to say more than that.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Right.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
And I want to say two things to you. Hello, Don.
Yes.
Would you kiss your wife if she was wearing a hat?
Would I? Yes, of course I would.
Well, then what's the difference with the wig?
Because
the wig is like a hat with hair.
No, the wig.
Jerry Seinfeld's
yeah.
Going.
The wig. Okay, all right. Get out.
What's
get
with this wig?
Definitely can hear it. Now it's just off in the corner, just doing its...
waiting to vibrate.
Doing its thing.
I think it's getting lower because it's got super terrific happy batteries that the place provided.
You're right.
It'd be a Hello. Shame if that battery ran out.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 I have.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm really glad to talk to you guys. You guys are funny as hell. Mike calling from Buffalo.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. We're a little distracted right now.
That thing is angry. You should throw it now.
What?
What was that?
You should throw that thing now. That thing's aggravating as hell.
How's that?
What was that?
I couldn't hear.
I can't hear. Can't hear a word you're saying. What was that?
your point was?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scam. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Buzz about the show Lost.
Oh, the show Lost. Buzz is one of Buzz's favorite shows. Do we want
to do that? Yes, I know. I have a theory about
it. A theory about the monster?
No, I don't think it's a monster.
Okay.
I think that they're all dead.
Ah.
And that's like the Grim Reaper.
That's a good theory. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean so that they all died in the original plane crash?
And they just think they're alive.
Right. I think the ones that fell off on the tail end, they're alive on the other side of the island.
Oh, now I'm
really? How about that? Okay.
And these people are just trying to find their way to cross over.
Wow. If they were dead, wow. I wish I was with them.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello. Hola.
Yes, I just want to say congratulations to Mike for the Red Sox debacle.
Oh, yes, the Red Sox debacle.
They won.
I don't understand. It's not a debacle if they win.
Dude, they won.
I know, but, you know, we were proving a point with the Yankees spending all the money, and, you know, they were the evil empire. I mean, you know, now the Red Sox...
I'm sorry.
You start with a debacle, you don't know what
call
the word
call back
means.
Next week. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, second thought, don't call back next
no.
week. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hi, Don and Mike show. Thank you.
Two quick things. Everybody should eat at Hank's Look Around Cafe this weekend, and second... I love your wife's wig. She looked really good when I walked into Walmart today.
Oh, thank you. Funny and funny.
Hugs are great.
Hugs are great.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Michael.
Michael.
Hello.
Are you? Yes.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, I is.
Yes, you is?
Hey, you winterized that big race bug you bought?
Did you winterize what?
Oh, I don't like stalkers. You got a
stalker. Oh, yes.
I got a stalker.
What was he talking?
I asked him if I winterized my boat and gave pertinent information that would indicate he's been spying on me.
Well, maybe he loves you the way I love Rich Eisen.
I don't know. I haven't seen anybody going through my trash.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for that Buddha mouth lady.
Yeah.
And you're right, man. You struck oil.
Yeah, she's pretty wonderful.
Nice. Yeah, right. No, she's going to be a regular.
She might have been channeling... Ira Gershwin or whatever, but Elvis cured my hemorrhoids.
Thank you, my friend.
So there's the graffiti artist that wrote it on the wall at Graceland.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh.
Hey.
Hey,
winner. Hey.
You're the winner.
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 Winner. Winner. Did you hear him? Right. It just stopped.
Calm down. Can you hear me?
It stopped, and he said, good morning.
Good morning, which means you're the big winner.
You're the big winner on the super happy, terrific Friday.
Lucky.
Japanese Lucky Alarm Clock Show.
It's the greatest news I've heard all week. I'm not going to lie to you.
Maneki Echo.
You have won. Oh, look at the batteries in this. They're a cheap Duracell ripoff.
I have more.
Dual Cell. Look at the logo looks like Duracell.
Yeah, that's amazing. You don't see a lot of that in Asia.
Listen, my friend. First off, you win $100.
Hey, that's super terrific.
Just because it's super terrific, happy Friday.
Are you
Friday,
super terrific, happy, lucky Maneki Echo?
Friday Japanese alarm clock show.
Maneki Echo.
Guys, this is fantastic news. Do you realize you're trying to give a prize to a Canadian?
Ah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
No math question. It started again.
No, I got it on a 10-second cycle. Man.
Why don't we give him $100 Canadian? It would only be like $40.
Yeah.
You know what? Not that bad these days. I want to give Rob some
what
bad
happened?
News, but I'm not going to give Rob the bad news anymore. I'll just give Rob the good news. Actually, you know, want to give him both pieces.
You know,
news.
You can tell it's a Canadian call. He's won $100, but he's still got the agenda.
Forging ahead. What is it you want to say to Rob?
Unfortunately, the Canadian military is now up to 140 people.
Okay, listen, enjoy the $100. Buy a vowel, buy a personality,
yeah, right. Buy a sense of
buy a friend,
and
buy
I'd
a
like,
clue.
I'd like to remind everyone within the sound of our voices that 65% of the Canadian population live within 2 miles of the U.S. border.
And I want to tell you, that this is the first time we've brought out the super terrific Happy Friday Japanese alarm clock. Leave it to Canada
yeah.
to screw it up.
Of course.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, and you didn't put the one word in there, and it's lucky. I'm not feeling lucky. Else.
What?
Not saying anything else.
Good.
All right.
You just did.
You know, the cat will get luckier if we put stronger batteries in it.
Did I hear a whistle?
Meow, meow.
Good morning. Those batteries, those dual cells are dying.
Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan. Hi. Oh, I got to do that. I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, Buzz. How you doing, Matt?
All right. How are you?
Good. I just called to apologize to Mike O'Mara.
Why?
Well, because I made myself to a radio, game one, game two, game three, at 3 o'clock so I could hear how depressed you would be mm-hmm. when my Yankees beat you guys.
Right.
And then yesterday when you finally beat us, mm-hmm. I could not listen to the beginning of the show because I was just heartbroken.
Oh. Okay, whatever.
And I've been doing it for years.
All right, whatever.
Hi, Joe.
I enjoy saying that to Yankees.
Joe.
I've just been told via the instant messaging that my dog is afraid of Maneki Neko Happy Cat.
Oh, Tracy wrote you that?
Yeah, they're listening, and apparently the dog tilted its head at the radio, barked at it, and ran out of the room and won't come back in.
I wonder if this is happening with similar canine experiences around our listening area. You love that toy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And I've been sitting on it for weeks.
Robbie, you put new batteries in it?
Yes, I think I can make it louder.
All right, let's see. Rob's going to put brand new batteries in it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes, it's you. Okay. Speak to us.
Come on, forget it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Mike, I got another comeback. You know how they say that 26 to nothing?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, we won 5 World Series. So that just exposes their idiocy as fans.
Yeah, technically, even though it was prior to 1918, uh-huh. 5 world titles for us, too.
New batteries.
You know what's amazing about these batteries? They're lighter than other
the
batteries.
Ones? Yeah.
They're much lighter. Good morning. It's much better.
It sounds a lot
better.
Hello there. It's a super terrific Happy Friday show.
It's a super terrific Happy Lucky Friday.
Lucky's batteries have been made in China.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Go ahead.
Hi, what about that didn't you get? Hello,
or
you're
not.
On the air.
Are you talking to me this time?
No, I'm talking to somebody else.
Hello
sorry.
There.
I'm talking to somebody else.
Our mistake.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Make me laugh.
No, we're not doing that now, sir.
No, come on.
No, you make me laugh.
Okay. Oh, we are now. Are you making a statement, or are you asking us to make you laugh?
I'm politely making a statement, a request.
All right, make me laugh. All right, find a mirror, look into it, and say you're smart.
But hold on, hold on a second. You want
that would
to laugh?
That would be lying.
You want to laugh? Give it 10 seconds. And buckle your seatbelt. You're on a trip to hilarity.
Good morning.
There we go.
Hey.
You give us 10 seconds.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I want to say two things about Pulp Fiction when you guys were talking about earlier.
Yes, sir.
On the DVD, it has trivial to the whole movie.
Trivial?
Trivial.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase your sentence. On the DVD, it has trivial to the whole movie.
You know what game I love playing? Trivia Pursuit.
Yeah.
I move for immediate disqualification of this caller because he just doesn't use the language very well.
Rob, no, it's super Happy Friday.
Man. Yeah, super
on,
Happy
Rob.
Friday. We'll
only
give him a free
if the
pass.
Alarm goes, hey!
Super terrific Happy Friday.
He got the super terrific
you want to try
people.
Again, sir?
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I can't do it.
we didn't think so.
Good one. Hello, Don and Mike. I like it when callers just give up.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
That's great.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Right.
You said that already.
Said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mike, I have a question for you.
I won't be able to answer it.
Well, what will be your reason for living if the Red Sox win the World Series?
Well,
I can answer that question. I believe he's looking at him right now.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Your reason for living.
Donnie with an eye.
And right back at you.
Absolutely. We live for each other.
And followed closely by the man who's on the phone.
Mm-hmm. You, sir.
Hello.
The listener.
Don and Mike show.
D.
Hello.
The listener.
Hello.
Hi. Does Mike still have that bet with Rob A. for the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob has grown his hair.
It's not even...
I got a question.
It's not even a bet. Let me just clarify for anybody who doesn't know. Rob hasn't had a haircut for a couple of weeks. Mike is going to pay Rob.
Rob is actually turning a trick for me.
Rob is going to not get a haircut from now until the week before Christmas.
Well, actually, Mike said it was open-ended, so I'd like to not get my haircut until I can afford an RCA 44D microphone.
Can I ask you a question, Rob?
Yes, shoot, sir.
Are you going to paint your bald spot?
Wow. Hey, hello there. Don and Mike show.
Let's not talk and just listen to it.
That's nice.
I can not love it. I feel our Chinese numbers are going through the roof.
It's not making me laugh. You're making me laugh. Because it brings joy to you. Pleased to bring joy every time you play.
It is forever bringing joy.
It's great. Always. It's so great. Such a good toy. I'm so glad we waited.
Me too.
I'm so glad. We've had it for 2 weeks.
And you sat on it.
That explains it.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike show. Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike, congratulations on that Boston game. I'm a big Boston fan, been a fan for a long time.
Thank you, sir. Say something I said yesterday.
Well, Robbie, I do not like you anymore.
Hey, shut up.
You sure?
Oh.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
Wow.
We were duped.
Do, 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 do.
I was going to give the caller some phone etiquette, but as it turns out, he was just trying to say his thing about fingers.
And good morning.
I think it's nice that he used to like me, though.
Don and Mark show.
Mike, I'd like to congratulate you also on the Red Sox victory.
Okay. Now if I could say what I was going to say to the last guy, we mentioned this yesterday, and I mean no disrespect to Mike, who's my best buddy.
Oh, Mike.
Mike don't play for the Red Sox. You know, Mike's a fan of the Red Sox. And
I played for them in the 1970s.
You are goofy tired.
No, I'm wide awake today.
You are taking apart that cheap Japanese battery. Don't do that, Mike.
You're gonna end up like Dennis Murphy.
Don't do that.
Here you go. You can have that.
No, Mike, thank you. You all
Mike,
for that.
Children of the little
Mike. I know it's scary.
Don't open up
a
battery that didn't even come from this country.
It came from China.
It's a ripoff. It's a Duracell ripoff.
Pray some sort of nuclear.
We will bring good batteries to you from China.
But we can bring them at good cost.
Congratulations on your victory.
Thanks so much, Don. I appreciate it. You know, I feel awkward when people say that, too. But I've just...
you know what you did yesterday?
I began to accept them. I really have.
I didn't even mention this.
Yes.
Yeah, this is funny. I don't know if you even knew that you did this.
What's that?
Yesterday, Michael Hughes, Todd Hughes, came into our office. Now, we had really great ratings earlier this week. Number one ratings. We said thank you to our listeners for that. Todd Hughes had not seen Mike since the ratings came out. And there was some bonus money that was involved because our ratings were good. He came in and said to Mike, hey, haven't seen you. I want to say congratulations, outstanding job. Mike said, yeah, that was a hell of a game last night.
Kind of shows you where my priorities
are. You did not even know that Hughes was telling you, way to go for the good rating.
No, it didn't matter. It was the same day.
Priorities.
It didn't matter. Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
Mike.
Don.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, I got to turn that up. Hello.
Spotty.
Hey, thank you for waiting. You're on the air. Hi.
Hello. I just wanted to know that my wife called me and she said that you're driving my dog crazy with that thing.
Yes, all the dogs.
So can you play it again?
He wants to torture his wife.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, is it open line Friday?
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to tell a joke on your super happy, terrific Friday.
Nope, sorry. Not unless you're willing to offer up your phone number if we don't laugh.
I am definitely willing.
They always are.
Yeah, all they always are. Isn't that amazing?
Well, this one's actually good, though.
They have faith in their
jokes.
They
always say that.
Hold on a moment, please.
Okay.
Got it, Robbie?
Rob? He's jotting it down.
Okay. Well, hold on. Robbie, need a moment?
Yes, please.
Here's a brief musical timeout.
Good morning.
That just plays you.
Part of it is, yeah, I have to see it. Because the cat looks Japanese. The cat has, like, the eyes.
Yes.
Not cat eyes. Yes, you know what I mean? Not round eyes.
Absolutely. The cat's beckoning.
Hello, daddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good morning. Okay, we have your number. We are prepared to hear your joke. God knows we're in a good mood today.
Yeah.
We're loose as goose.
Yes, we are.
We are loose as geese,
mm-hmm.
and we are ready to laugh. If your jokes suck, we'll give your phone number, and 6 million people will call you all weekend.
Okay.
Go.
Why is the Dynamite Show just like leftover pizza?
Why?
Because it's always better the second time, and if you hang around long enough, something will grow on you.
Right, listen, call this idiot all weekend, really, especially those of you listening to us on the West Coast. I wish you a super terrific, happy, lots of calls in the middle of the night.
Fine effort, have a nice weekend.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Pound sand. Bye.
Night rates don't apply on the weekend, but I urge you to call late at night.
Goodbye, Mr. Tool. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Okay, let's try that again. I said Don and Mike Show. You said hello, and then I said you're on the air, and now you're saying nothing.
Guys, if you have seen the Burger King commercial.
Would everybody please get a phone that works on Friday? Please.
Yeah, you gotta play it again.
I'm going to be forced to get two of them going at once now.
Two?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I want to win one of those alarm clocks. How do I do it?
There's only one person who has.
I know, I want it.
No, Rob, that's too many things at once. If you had that and that.
Like a video game arcade.
Jesus. I know. It's great. What do you want?
I want that alarm clock.
Oh, get out of here. Forget it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on, man?
It's going great. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hello there. And I also wanted to say, how are you doing? How are you doing?
You know, may I point out now we are into the 4 o'clock hour.
We've officially started the wee man. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy. Now, for real, you're the last person.
Can you do me a big thrill and talk that lovely music up like it was top 40?
It starts cold, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 0-0 start. I believe if I time it correctly, I can talk all the way up to good morning.
There it is.
Good morning.
Anything.
Listen, my friend.
Awesome.
You are the last person on the phone scan. What is your name? All right, that was a hard question. I understand.
Maybe you should rephrase it. Do you have a name, sir?
Let's go to this line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how are you?
How are you anyway? Say, want a prize?
Sure.
Great.
What is your name?
Adam.
Adam. How's your apple, Adam?
Oh, it's doing good.
Adam, where are you from?
Blackwell, Oklahoma.
Right on. Adam? You want a trip for two anywhere that Independence Air flies.
Hey, all right.
You're going to fly today. Go to Tampa. Mike, how's your head?
It's wonderful, Don.
Good morning.
May tomorrow be a perfect day. May you find love and laughter along the way. I'll be with you. You'll be with me. Together we'll love once again.
Hello there. I want to sing. Sing with me. You? All right. Yes, please. La 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 la. Money. Hello there. Yes, yes, yes. No way. No, no, no. I am a powerful radio executive by day, male prostitute by night. Change me, mommy. Another one. Change me, mommy. Another one. Change me, mommy. Take it easy, honey. Make me feel love. Make me feel love. You are a good whore.
I prefer red wine. I want to sing. Sing with me. Yes, please. La, 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 la. Now, this must end. Goodbye and goodbye. Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.